Let it ride.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come back home.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's the last game of September in Week 7 of the 2018 football season. Tonight, the 3-3 Clay County Bulldogs have made the near 100-mile commute westward to face their second straight Robertson County opponent. Jake Johnson and his Black and Gold Bulldogs re-enter Region 4A play tonight as losers of three straight. They've come to face the 2-3 Joe Burns Red Devils and their longtime head coach, Tom Adkins, who have also dropped their last three games. One team will win and tighten their grip on a playoff berth. The other will have an uphill battle ahead. We're glad that you've joined us tonight as we prepare for the fourth ever meeting between the Joe Burns Red Devils and the Clay County Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
This is the Carquest pregame show, and already it's our seventh game of calling live Bulldog football action here in this 2018 season. For the third time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and as always, I'll be bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. I'm pleased to be coming this evening all the way over here in Cedar Hill, Tennessee, at Joe Burns High School, by our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Happy to be here, Daniel. It's a nice evening. No rain, believe it or not. First time in a few days.
The sun's out. Also joining us here tonight is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Always a pleasure, guys, to be here on another Football Friday night with you two. Even though that was a pretty long drive to get here, like you talked about, Daniel. It took us a couple hours.
It did, but we had a good time. We solved a lot of problems on the way over.
We did. Made the most of it, too, with a pretty good pregame meal, I'll have to say, at the depot down there in Springfield.
Beyond pretty good. That was some great stuff.
It was. Appreciate Rusty Graves, one of the Horse Creek customers, for turning us on to that. Made for a good trip here, and I hope the Dogs make the most of their trip with a big road win tonight, because this one's a big one, guys. Clay County needs it. They're coming off a pretty tough stretch, but I thought they showed signs early last week. Let's hope they put it all together, because there'd be nothing more exciting than calling a big Clay County region win over Joe Burns, not just for us, but for Bulldog Nation listeners who tune in every week to keep up with the black and gold. And this Bulldog team, of course, is a feature of our broadcast every week. But like you've said before, Daniel, our sponsors are the stars of the show.
That's right.
Without them, we wouldn't have made this journey west to call tonight's game or any of them in the past two seasons. They make it happen, just like we say every week. And we're going to continue to do that because, you know, like I say, they make this thing go very important. And we can't thank them enough for what they've done. So we hope all of our faithful followers will help us by not only letting them know how much we appreciate them, but also by going in, doing business with them, and tell them in person. Daniel, I think that would be a big thing for these people that put out their hard-earned money to make the Horizon Sports Network what it is.
Well, I think so, too. Like you say, they do get a return on the investment. We've got some good ads put together for them, but I know they'd feel more secure about that by hearing it.
Of course, and while we're doing that, we also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this thing all started over 15 years ago when we came to town to make sure we brought good coverage of Clay County sports. in print, and of course we expanded that last year with the Horizon Sports Network. But back to the paper, last week's newspaper chronicled the Dawgs' loss to an impressive Class AAA East Robertson team. And in case you missed it, here's what was in print as we dive into the Horizon Weekly Recap. The headline read, Dawgs head west for crucial 4A battle after homecoming setback. The story told how, despite leading at the half behind a new-look offense and another huge outing from star tailback Jared Markham, the Dawgs succumbed to the superior size and physicality of East Robertson down the stretch and dropped their homecoming contest to the Indians. And, Daniel, I think there's really no other way to describe that one.
I agree. We're going to go ahead and just take a look at that summary from that contest. You're going to see the tale of two halves here. The Dawgs did open that game up with a new shotgun scheme on their initial possession, and it worked to perfection. Senior running back Jared Markham marched Clay County downfield and capped the 8-play drive with a 10-yard touchdown run to put the Dawgs up 6-0 with just over 9 minutes remaining in the first quarter. The Bulldog defense then forced an East Robertson 3-and-out, but junior quarterback Jake Ashlock was called for intentional grounding while throwing a ball from his own end zone, which resulted in a safety, and the Clay County lead was then 6-2 at the 5:38 mark. Sophomore corner Bryson Burchett then picked off an East Robertson pass on the ensuing drive and set his team up inside the red zone. Unfortunately for Black and Gold fans, the possession turned into the first of what would be multiple Bulldog missed scoring opportunities in the first half as the Clay County drive stalled where it started with a turnover on downs. However, Burchett again turned back the following East Robertson advance with a big fourth down pass breakup in the end zone, and this time senior running back Jared Markham immediately turned it into points with an 81-yard run, which increased the margin to 12-2 at the midway point of the second quarter. But it didn't take long for the Indians to answer. East Rob converted on a 28-yard scoring toss to pull within 12-8, and the Dawgs carried that four-point advantage into halftime. And that's where things changed. Clay County lead did not last in the second half as the Indians returned to the field for the third quarter with a vengeance and went ahead for the first time 14-12 on the opening possession, before then converting an Ashlock interception into immediate points and increasing their margin to 10 just minutes later. East Robertson's superior size and physicality wore down the Bulldog defense and snuffed out any Clay County offensive response in the second half. Already leading 22-12, the Indian running attack put the game away with their third consecutive score late in the third and tacked on a fourth quarter touchdown to account for that final score, which was East Robertson 36, Clay County 12. That big halftime lead dwindled away in the second half.
It did, Daniel, and like I say, missed opportunities also in that first half. Coach Johnson, I think we'll hear from him later on in the interview where he'll say how important that was. You know, two scores kind of left on the field.
Yeah.
A little larger lead might have changed that game.
Could have been enough to end it at halftime. That's right.
It could. In the contest, Clay County only mustered a total of 216 yards on 35 total plays, including 205 rushing yards on 26 carries and just 11 yards through the air. Ashlock was 2-for-9 with an interception to account for the passing total, with a pair of shovel pass completions to junior Mason Sharp. Markham's big night, which you said, 14 rushes for 178 yards and 2 touchdowns, of course made up most of the rushing yardage. And it was sure nice to see Jared Markham in the open field again, Daniel.
I can't help but get excited when he breaks loose because he's got the potential to go on any play he touches the ball.
He does, and we're looking for some more of that tonight. In the East Rob game, Sharp had 5 carries for 9 yards. Ashlock scrambled 3 times for 8 yards. Junior Wyatt Burks had 3 carries for 7 yards. And freshman Colby Bowles had 1 carry for 3 yards to round out the rushing. The Dawg defensive effort was led by senior B.J. Emerton. We think about him being that offensive player, but he's such a great athlete. He's coming up and making some stops from that safety position, Daniel. I've been really impressive on that side of the ball.
Coach Johnson and I spoke about B.J. this morning and his defensive play, and we credited it to just being comfortable. He knows what he needs to do back there. He's feeling comfortable, so he's using his superior athleticism to make some plays that we've not really seen yet. I'm excited about tonight with him.
I am too. And fellow seniors Zach Strong and Hayden Cherry, along with sophomores Jacob Burnett, Dalton Gold, and Burchett, all had five stops apiece in the contest. Of course, we talked about Burchett's interception and his coverage, I thought, along with Jacob Burnett. They did a pretty good job against a dang good receiving core. The freshman, Taylor Groves, was really impressive, and Burchett stayed right with him.
He did. I've been impressed with the sophomores, and they're going to do nothing except get better.
Sharp, junior Michael Herrera, and freshman Wade Coons had four tackles each, while Burks had three. Also recording stops were seniors Austin Ritter, who had two, Joseph Jolin had one, Sage Tiernan had one, Dalton Schrable one, and Markham also had one stop in the contest. Folks, next week, get all the details, just like Daniel and I just went through, along with some great pictures from the CCHS media group, and more from tonight's game in the Del Hala Horizon. I want to say quickly, if you didn't see this week's paper, besides the sports coverage, we had a full spread of the homecoming. I think there was 32 individual superlatives, several other organizations on trailers and such. So worked hard to put that one together, and great photos, again, by students, Daniel.
Certainly were. I like to think of it as the homecoming extravaganza. It filled up several pages, just beautiful cover prints, and something definitely I hope a lot of them have pulled out and put away as a keepsake.
That's right. So pick up next week's paper to see more of that. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Red Devils here on the road at Joe Burns, live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for Clay County and Joe Burns. They're going to meet for the fourth time tonight. Now it's time here on our pregame show for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, take us to it.
All right, guys, let's jump in head first here. Jackson County fell to 1-5 after a 23-0 shutout at the hands of Monterey on the mountain last week. This week, they are at Cascade.
I think we're seeing Monterey kind of coming into their own a little bit, guys. You know, that big win over us kicked them off, and they're kind of on a roll at this point. Team to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Red Bowling Springs went to 0-5. Well, they didn't go to 0-5. They're already 0-5. They were idle last week. This week they are hosting Houston County, which is probably a farther trip for them than what we took tonight.
Likely so. I don't know anything about the Houston Countyans.
Republic got their second win in school history as they defeated Glencliff 34-11. Tonight they are at Pickett County.
Might be a tough night for the Bobcats. Republic got some potential to be good.
That's true. That's a tough one to call after Pickett put up 40 something on Red Bull a couple weeks ago. It's be interesting to follow that score tonight. Mount Juliet Christian Academy improved to 4-1 after a 21-20 win over Middle Tennessee Christian School. Tonight they play Friendship Christian.
That's a big one right there. Middle Tennessee Christian's pretty much a perennial power, I think, and has been for a while. I'd say that was a big win for Darius Hylick and the Saints.
I'm sure. They're only lost coming to the powerful Watertown, I believe.
Monterey improved to 2-4 after their win over Jackson County, which sets up a showdown with Gordonsville tonight. Monterey and Gordonsville.
That and our, you're going to see that in one, I'll predict, by a single possession, one way or the other.
I think it could be a tight game. I mean, but, you know, we thought ours would be when we headed up there, too. That could be the factor. It's up on the mountain, isn't it, Coach?
It is. It is at Monterey.
Home field advantage?
East Robertson improved to 5-1. As you said in the recap there, the Horizon recap, they are a quality team. Improved to 5-1 with a 36-12 win over Clay. Tonight, they clash with Trousdale County.
Big region matchup. Very similar to this one we're having here right in front of us. Where was that one being played at?
That one is at East Robertson, I believe.
At East Robertson.
That'll be to their advantage, yeah.
It's a few miles from us over here. We may hear the crowd on that one. It's a big game.
Definitely the winner probably will have a first-round home game, maybe for either travel or home for the first round of the playoffs.
These Joe Burns Red Devils got to 2-3 last week, fell to 2-3, rather, after being shut out by Westmoreland. Sail Creek Panthers improved to 2-2 after a win at Pickett County, 29-14. Tonight, Sail Creek's in a region matchup with Lookout Valley. I think that's probably the third and fourth place game, probably.
I think you're right on it, Coach. And, of course, that's where we're headed next week, another long road trip. Dogs are going to get to play in Finley Stadium.
That's right. University of Tennessee Chattanooga Moccasins home football field. Going to be a nice treat for them.
And Gordonsville, idle last week. They sit at 3-2, as we said, heading into Monterey tonight for a big region battle. Last week, Clay County's opponents were 5-3 overall, 25-30. If you want to take just a second to talk about region standings, we've been talking about the sister region, but not our own region.
Right.
Currently, Gordonsville leads 2-0. Clay County's in second place at 2-1. Joe Burns, 1-0. Pickett County 1-0, Monterey 1-1, Red Bull and Springs 0-2. I'm sorry, Republic 0-2, Red Bull and Springs 0-3.
A little too early to know a whole lot yet. Still,
it is. We talked about that on the way up here, guys. It all comes down to the two big games tonight. You got like we said, Monterey and Gordonsville, and then
this
Joe Burns
right
and the Bulldogs, and things will start shaking out a little bit come tomorrow morning.
Barring some type of craziness, those four teams that you just mentioned will represent Region 4A in the playoffs, and just a matter of who's going to travel and who's going to get to stay home.
Right, and that's huge, as we talked about before. You finish in that third and fourth spot, you're making a road trip to either South Pittsburgh or Whitwell, who are probably two of the best single-A teams in the state.
Both
right
in the top five. I know both of them still undefeated.
Well, speaking of Region 3, Whitwell's currently 2-0, South Pitt 1-0. They meet maybe 2 weeks from tonight, I think, maybe. Sail Creek is in third place, 1-1. Lookout Valley in fourth, 0-1, and Copper Basin 0-2. So, like we said, that tonight the Sail Creek Lookout Valley game is for third place over there, or for a tie for third, if Lookout Valley were to pull it out.
And, if we could win tonight and set up that type of tie going in, depending on how things shake out, or even have a chance at the region championship in that season finale, huge. First time in history Clay County would ever get to host a playoff game since the consolidation.
At John Field, yes.
That's right.
That's right.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We're about 36 minutes from kickoff. We hope you stay with us as we play a couple ads for you.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Welcome back to the Carquest Pregame Show. It's time for about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. The Bulldogs and Red Devils have a very short history. Tonight marks only the fourth time that the two squads have met. Since joining the Bulldogs region in 2015, the Red Devils have never been bested by the Clay Countyans. We hold an 0-3 all-time record against Joe Burns and ride that three-game losing streak into tonight's contest. The series has been absolutely dominated by the Red Devils to this point as they won in 2015 38-0, 2016 43-0, and last year 27-6. The only stat leaders we have against Joe Burns come from last year's contest. Jake Ashlock shows up on our list for 189 passing yards. And graduated senior Clay County High School's all-time tackle leader Dylan Maxfield had 20 of over 300-plus career stops in that contest last year against Joe Burns at Salina. With the short series history complete, we'll go ahead and move on to announcing the next team on the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings Top 10. The teams so far have been 10th, 1981, 9th, 1983, 8th, 1958, 7th, 1989, 6th, 1985, and 5th, 1968. Tonight, we're going to break into the Final Four. If you've missed a prior broadcast, go to our archives link. It's down there below our live player on the website, and you can listen to any of those that you might have missed. With no further delay, it's time for the number 4 team in the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings. The year was 1974. Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run, breaking Babe Ruth's all-time record. President Richard Nixon resigned from office and was replaced by Gerald Ford. Muhammad Ali knocked out George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle. And Harold Watson began his third season as coach of the Salina Bulldogs. The former standout player had experienced limited success in his first two seasons of leading his alma mater, and the time was ripe for success in 1974. With a roster of 26 players, including 11 experienced seniors, Watson and his team began their campaign for the school's first-ever playoff berth. The TWSAA had expanded their postseason tournament in 1972 to include 8 teams, 2 from each of the state's 4 regions, and the Dogs had yet to qualify. The season's opening contest was a win over Westmoreland, followed by a second victory over Baxter. At 2-0, Salina was scheduled to meet the Gordonsville Tigers in Game 3. With only 3 minutes remaining in the battle, a scoreless tie was broken as Salina came up with a safety to win that game 2-0.
Games 4, 5, and 6 would see Coach Watson's team decimate Monterey 62-0, annihilate Red Bull and Spring 76-12, and shellac Watertown 46-6. After a seventh win over Pikeville's Taft Youth Center, Salina was ranked as the sixth best Class A team in the entire state, and they were positioned second in Region 3 behind the state's number one team, Brentwood. The eighth game would hold heartbreak and the season's only blemish for the Dogs. 7-0 Salina traveled to 5-2 White House on Friday, October 25th, and were handed not only a loss, but a one-sided upset loss. The Dogs were favored by about a touchdown going in, and after being tied 8-8 at the end of the first quarter, White House went on to destroy the Bulldogs 49-8. The Black and Gold got back on track with decisive wins over York Institute in Jackson County to close out the regular season with an impressive 9-1 record, but the damage had been done. Due to their lone regular season loss, Salina missed out on a playoff berth. The two teams that advanced from the 28 teams in Region 3 were Brentwood and Cannon County, who both had perfect 10-0 records. However, the Dog season would live on as they accepted an invitation into Watertown's 15th annual Lions Bowl to face the 8-2 David Lipscomb Academy Mustangs. Lipscomb led the contest 13-6 at the half, but three second-half scores gave the Bulldogs the 26-20 win. The 1974 Black and Gold may not have made the school's first-ever playoff appearance, but they had won 10 games, including Salina's second-ever bowl win. According to the power rankings, the 1974 team ranks second in the area of winning percentage. Their offense ranks first. They are the all-time best scorers in Clay County history, 32 points per game average, while their defense ranked 24th. Their point differential mark of 5th and their bowl win places the 1974 team, Thomas, as the 4th best all-time Salina Bulldog football team. Pretty impressive season.
They definitely were, and we're getting into the cream of the crop right here, Daniel. You talk about, I may be mistaken, but I think it's the first time I've heard you say ranked number one as far as any category.
I think that is correct. Yes.
Offense, the greatest offense of all time as far as in one season. So, you know, there was a lot of big names behind a team like that, and I want to list some of those as we do every week. We'll start with the freshmen. There were seven of them, Mike Rich, Ricky Barlow, Jack Eads, Timmy Melton, Michael Walker, Stanley Caulfield, and Johnny Lynn. Four sophomores, Stacy Brown, Johnny Booger McLaren, William Collins, Roger Short, and then four juniors, Ricky Hale, Jerry Key, Ricky Buford, and James Hamilton. And then you get to 11 seniors. We talk about how 10's a big number. I think that's the largest number we've called so far, too. And what a group they were. Terry Scott, Michael Crowbelly Cross, Carl Dooley Davis, Ricky Melton, David Allred, Danny Thompson, Mike Potts Emerton, David Henson, Robert Gribble, Bill Napier, and Greg Craig. Just a huge group right there to get to call their names, and an honor to do so, as always. And, of course, they were coached by the great Harold Watson and assisted by Jerry Eads and Joe Neal Eads. Great staff, too, Daniel.
Yeah, I don't think that should be overlooked either. Small staff, a great staff, all Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. And, you know, it's no surprise either that, as you alluded to, Thomas, every week we've talked about a large group of upperclassmen, this time heavily with the seniors. And there's no surprise that they were good. Offensively, that Salina team was led by just a dynamic duo of seniors. We talked back in the 85 group how everything went through Crank Hull, talked about some other ones. Well, there was a tandem here in this backfield, quarterback Bill Napier and versatile running back and receiver Greg Craig. Napier hit on 80 of 132 passes for 1,394 yards and 19 touchdowns. Just we'd had good quarterbacks before, including his brother Jack Napier, Jerry Fox, and all the way back to Charlie Vaughn in the 50s, but maybe some of the biggest numbers to ever be put up at that point in time by a Salina Bulldog quarterback. He also ran for 723 yards and seven touchdowns from the quarterback position.
Craig rushed 89 times for 985 yards and 7 touchdowns. He averaged a whopping 11.1 yards per carry per rush there. Greg Craig also hauled in 32 of Napier's passes for 731 yards and 10 more touchdowns. Aiding and abetting the senior stars in the backfield, were fellow senior Carl Dooley Davis with 7 rushing touchdowns and a talented junior Jerry Key who added 4 rushing touchdowns on the season. Other receiving standouts were senior David Hanson who had 6 touchdown grabs and sophomore Johnny Booger McLaren with 3 touchdown catches. Defensively, the main leader was Hanson who tallied 9 sacks, recorded the safety in the Gordonsville win, had an interception on the year, and led the team in tackles. He was assisted by Greg Craig's 9 interceptions and the fine play of 7 other seniors who all received All Tri-Lakes Conference honors. They were David Allred, Michael Crowbelly Cross, Carl Dooley Davis, Mike Potts Emerton, Robert Gribble, Ricky Melton, and Danny Thompson. All of them were voted All Tri-Lakes. David Henson was named the Tri-Lakes Conference Defensive MVP for his efforts, and Bill Napier, along with Greg Craig, were named the conference's offensive co-MVPs. Napier and Craig also were named All-Mid-State and each received All-State Class A honorable mention. Thomas was talking a little bit about this group on the ride over here, and you know, if they had competed in the modern day 32-team playoff era, who knows what they would have done. They only took 8 teams at the time. They barely missed out on that. It'd been nice to have seen them compete in the playoffs and see what would have happened.
It would. Just the numbers you called out, you talked about that duo. They had some big guys in front of them, sounds like.
Yeah.
Just an impressive team. And, of course, this one's near and dear to our heart, of course, Daniel, with our Uncle Bill Napier. It's kind of fitting that, you know, Uncle Bill lost his battle with ALS he was laid to rest a year ago today. Pretty ironic that his team, his senior year ranks 4th in our all-time list and is being announced tonight.
Yeah, I think so. We talked about it was kind of neat last week. We mentioned the 68 team and we were playing East Robertson, of course,
right.
The team they beat in the Blanket Bowl. And then having this group, who was led by, the entire team, of course, but, you know, Greg Craig and Uncle Bill there. Leading the way, and it's been a year since he has gone. You know, I talked to him several years ago. This was a team in 1973, the year before, essentially the same team. They went 3-7, and that's a huge turnaround from 3-7 to 10-1 in a single season. I asked him, what was the difference? And there was a few injuries at hand in 73, but he said, well, Daniel, Greg was the difference. I said, what do you mean? Would he just got better or something? He said, no. He said, he was up at Monterey. He said, he lived here and went to elementary school. Him and his mom moved to Monterey, and he was there for his first 3 years of high school. And I think the tale went that Uncle Bill and Gary J. Strong, one of their classmates, went up to Monterey in the summer and talked him into coming back to Salina. And I'm certainly glad they did, because we probably wouldn't be talking about this 74 squad if they hadn't done so.
Well, there's no doubt about it with the stats you talked about. Close to 2,000 total yards, I think, from Craig.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. We've heard a lot about this team as we've grown up, and not just from Uncle Bill. Uncle Don always talked about how good they were.
Sure.
as he followed them, and just people on the street talk about the 74 team. And anytime you're in the top 5 all time, that's going to be a fact for sure. But like I say, an honor to be able to talk about these guys and every team we've done
every
so far
team,
this
every
year.
Every player, every coach, that's why we're doing it.
It is. And I want to thank you again. I try to do this as often as I can. Folks, we wouldn't have this information if it wasn't for what Daniel personally has done over the past, I don't know, how long you've been working on this, Daniel?
5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years. Actually going and getting all the archives, digging through them, putting these stats together, getting the annuals, putting the records together, jotting it down in history, where hopefully somebody 20 years from now or later, when we're gone, you know, we'll be able to do the same thing. And I just want to say thank you. And I know the Horizon Sports Network listeners appreciate that too.
Well, you're welcome. And my favorite thing, this broadcast is going to be available 30 years from now on the
internet.
That's
right. That's right.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings, number 14, 1974. Tune in next week for the unveiling of number 3. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lieber, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Joe Burns, where the Dogs will look to knock off the Red Devils in a big Region 4A matchup. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, appreciate you having us over today and every week.
I appreciate you coming. You know, you're always welcome here.
Last week, another tough one. I know we made the third in a row we dropped, but I thought your team showed signs, especially in that first half, Coach. Not all was lost in that one.
Right, and, you know, we had to shake a few things up based on personnel and things that we have. You know, I felt like the first half we played as good a half as we have the entire year. You know, we have a lead. We've got momentum. But, you know, the weather kind of slows us down, and a few things don't go our way, and I feel like the air kind of comes out of it. But, you know, that comes with being, you know, young in a few several key areas. You know, that and, well, I mean, it's new stuff.
It is, and like you said, I thought that first drive of the game was impressive, Coach, and it came behind a new-look offense you installed in about 3 days. Talk about that offense and why you made the change.
Well, you know, once again, based on what we have in personnel, the bottom line is you need to find ways to get your playmakers the ball. And the stuff that had been there, nothing against it, I don't have anything against it, but, you know, due to injuries and things like that, I don't feel like it's been – very effective. You know, we were able to ride it out for a little bit, but People have adjusted to what we've been doing, and we just really put the emphasis on being more multiple. You know, that doesn't mean coming out and doing all this crazy stuff. Just multiple formations, trying to catch people out of alignments.
What I thought it really did, too, it featured your strength, and that's Jared Markham. I mean, he had another huge night, first one in a while. I think he had 178 yards on 14 carries, including an 81-yard touchdown run. To me, it just gave him some more space, more running lanes, and he took advantage of it.
Oh, absolutely, and that's really what we focused in on is how we can, you know, get him the ball more, and he had a great first half as anybody could have. You know, most of those yards came in the first half.
They did.
So, but, like I said beforehand, with things we're doing, you know, no offense to anybody, but that double wing offense, it got a little predictable. You know, set things a little offset to, you know, the strength and, you know, against Markham and, you know, make us earn everything we had. So we had to go back to drawing board.
And, you know, that new offense and Markham had us up at the half. We were feeling pretty good. But to me, you know, East Rob's superior personnel, their size, that kind of made a difference in that second half. It just wore us down and showed how good of a team they really are.
And, you know, this is a team in East Robertson that has been quietly getting better every single year. You know, they've had the size. You know, they've got the quarterback in Swift, and now they finally got a playmaker on the outside to complete, you know, the last piece of the puzzle. I look for them to do great things down the road, and they're a relatively young team, you know.
They are, and they're huge. I mean, that's some 300-pounders in the line, and they've got a big one coming up this week, hosting Hartsville, so that'll be a big test for them.
Interesting one to watch.
Well, safe to say, we probably won't see size like that again with the personnel they had, even tonight against a quality program like Joe Burns.
Oh, yeah. Joe Burns is a historically solid football program. They're a little similar to us in certain ways. You know, they've not had the best of luck. They've dropped three in a row as well. They've been plagued with the injury bug, too. You know, like I said, the goals that we talked about, you know, with me coming in, about coming back here for another game and, you know, making history, it's still doable. You know, out of the last three, only one of them was a region game. Here we are still sitting 2-1 in the region. It's as wide open could get. There's no clear-cut number one, even still.
And no better way to work towards that than a win tonight against them. But you're going up as a first-year head coach. You got to have some respect for probably one of the longest tenured coaches in the state, and Tom Atkins, and what he does up there with the Red Devils.
Obviously, he's doing something right to hang around for that long.
Yeah.
You know, and there is a great deal of respect because they have been pretty consistently good. You know, they're going to be well coached. They're going to be technicians, and they're the kind of team if you beat them, you're going to earn it.
Right.
You know, there's just no hope of blowing somebody like that out.
Right. Well, even when they have success, they don't blow people out.
No.
You know, it's a 21-7 game or a 28-14. You know, they're going to control the ball. They're going to have a downhill run game. Mm-hmm. How do we counteract that, Coach?
Well, and something we got to get better at is just consistently scoring points. You know, the first half of this last week, we really come out on fire, but even with that said, I feel like we missed two scoring opportunities. You know, with the Birch interception, we should have capitalized on that. You know, and last play before the half, you know, Markham gets down about the two. I mean, you know, those are huge momentum swings. We go in with a gigantic lead at halftime. It's just we need to be able to capitalize on the breaks that we get and not get down when they don't go our way. You know, I feel like that's kind of what we're lacking right now.
I have to agree with you. Talk about preparation this week. I think it's been raining here in Salina since last Friday. It's pretty today. Going to be a nice night, I think. But talk about practice. You guys have been able to?
Oh, yeah. The thing about it is, you know, there is no indoor facility
right.
in Salina. And, you know, that's fine. But it comes down to the bottom line is, you know, hey, we're going to play in the weather, so why not practice in it? So, I mean, we've been out there getting reps, and it's been an adjustment. You know, but that weather can't be a factor in the things that we do. And, you know, obviously safety purposes, if lightning goes down, we're going inside.
Sure.
But, you know, other than that, we need to practice. I think you get a certain degree of toughness from that.
Well, we know how big this one is. What about your team? Are they fired up for this game? I mean, this is huge, Coach.
Oh, yes. This one's the one we need. And, you know, this is one that I've had circled since I've been here. You know, this one is, are we going to turn the corner or not this year? And I feel like they are. I feel like we've been more focused this week because, you know, we got off to a great start, and I feel like we kind of lost sight of everything and took a few things for granted. We paid for it.
All right. I'd like to ask you every week before we end, wrap this thing up, what's the key to our success tonight, and how do you feel about this one, Coach?
Keys are, one, you know, like we talked about, number one, we need to generate more offense consistently. We need to capitalize on the breaks that we get and keep a winning mentality when things don't necessarily go our way. And, you know, I think if we have those things, everything else will take care of itself.
Sounds good, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. We'll all be there with you. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson to preview the Dogs' long road trip again down towards Chattanooga to Sale Creek. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson. Brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the home improvement keys to the game here. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, we always start with offense. Let's get right to it.
Well, like we talked about in the recap, we got a glimpse of what this new Jake Johnson offense can look like on that first drive last week, and I'm excited about it, Daniel. But it was new in that game. It's new to us, new to the team, new to everybody, and I think that showed in the end against the Indians. But the fact they've had another week of preparation with it will be the key this time around. I think you see them settle into it. We see Markham have another solid night, but I think we see the passing game ramp up a little bit tonight. The key is being multifaceted, just like Coach Johnson said in the interview, Daniel, and I think that's exactly what we're going to see tonight. Not just Markham making plays, but Ashlock, Emberton, Cherry, down the field, and several others. We've got some weapons, and it's time to use them, Daniel.
I agree. You need to open that thing up a little. What about defense?
Well, again, we saw that Bulldog defense of old, I thought, in the first half last week. But it just couldn't hold up to those hogs East Robertson had, and they got to us. Folks, if you can hear a little rumble in the background, I've got a unique situation here at Joe Burns, don't we, Daniel?
We do. A lot of these tailgaters, their trucks are parked right beside the sidelines, and they're revving those engines up, welcoming the Red Devils onto the field.
Well, I tell you, that's pretty impressive and making a lot of noise. But back to what I was talking about this defense, I hope we can make a lot of noise. Joe Burns is solid, but they don't have the size the Indians had. And our goals are going to have something to prove tonight because the Red Devils, they're not going to disguise it, Daniel. They're going to line up and say, stop us. They're going to, you know, we may not shut them down completely, but I think we do just enough, Daniel. They're going to score. But when they do, the key is to get them the next drive. Sustain, have some consistency, win the field position battle. This won't be a shootout. It's going to be a slugfest. And this Bulldog defense is going to have to learn to take a punch and get back up tonight.
All right. What about the overall key?
Well, we've talked about it in this whole pregame show. This is a big one, not just because it's a region game, but because it's time to win one. Clay County's dropped three in a row, and they need this one for a lot of reasons. With all that comes a lot of pressure, I think, Daniel. So I think the overall key is being able to handle that pressure tonight in order to seize the opportunity this team still has despite their recent skid. You know, Jake Johnson, he talked about it. We're still in a pretty dang good position right now. This is one the Dogs need, and it's time to knock off one of the region's perennial powers. I think they will tonight as they turn the corner with a big win over the Red Devils.
Well, I'm ready to see it, folks. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Homeware Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. We're going to have to go ahead and bring a stop to this CarQuest pregame show because we're ready for action here at Joe Burns High School. Clay County, the visiting team, is going to be kicking off first to the home team, Joe Burns Red Devils. Zach Strong with the squib kick up the middle. It will be fielded by a Red Devil around the 25-yard line, and he'll immediately be taken down. I'll have to check that spot. We wouldn't able to bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. We'll work that in. Also, the final word brought to you by Westmoreland Management. We'll have to try to come to it sometime, Coach Edwards. Apologize for that. That's a highlight of yours during this CarQuest pregame show. But we're already here under action at Joe Burns High School. The Red Devils take over for their opening possession at their own 23-yard line, 77 yards away from points here.
Not even 7 o'clock here in Cedar Hill yet, Daniel, and we've got kickoff.
Here the Red Devils come. Going to have two wideouts to the right eye backfield behind quarterback Josh Emmons. That may not be Emmons. I'll have to get my eyesight corrected here. That's actually number 3, the quarterback. And it's going to be a big Red Devil run, possibly a touchdown across the 50-yard line is the big back, and he'll be brought down by sophomore cornerback Jacob Renea. That was number 13, Eric Herring Jr., who picks up the first down and flips the field for the Red Devils on the first play of the game. Already they're down into Bulldog territory at the 34-yard line. Coach, you talked about him in the pregame. What were his numbers from last year?
Well, I've got them right here somewhere, Daniel. Last season, he touched the ball 27 times or 155 yards.
Hopefully he won't do it again.
Three men in the backfield, two tight set for Joe Burns. It's Richards, the quarterback under center. Handoff again to Herring. He's got 10 yards and more as he battles across the Bulldog 25-yard line down to the 24. And he's going to have another Joe Burns first down, I believe. It's very close to that anyway.
You know, I had Jacob Burnett on that stop too, Daniel. If it wasn't for Burnett's speed right there on that first play, it's touchdown 6-0 in no time. Big stop by the sophomore. We're getting just punched in the mouth early here. Time to bow up. The Dogs got time to keep them out of the end zone here.
Red Devils playing quick. It was a first down. They've got it first and 10 at the Bulldog 24. Two wide to the right. Actually, three wide to the right, one to the left. Richards in the shotgun set. Gets it. It's quarterback keeper left side. He's going to be down at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Red Devils for Cooper Richards, the junior quarterback. Joe Burns takes over, and three plays later here, with only a minute and 9 seconds going off this clock, they have put points on the board to lead 6-0.
You know, I think the Dogs are kind of like us. They weren't ready for this, Daniel. We're sitting here, we still think we got 5 minutes left in our pregame show, and kickoff happens, and Clay County's kind of shocked right here.
Seems that way. Hopefully they can quickly settle in. Hopefully we will, too. Joe Burns on for the extra point attempt. Kick is away, and it is called good. So an early lead here. Joe Burns High School for the home team, 7-9. 10:51 left to play in this first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return back here, Coach. Your final word you were talking about during the break was going to be what?
Well, the first thing I had was we got to stop the run, guys. The last two games, we'll go back to Mount Juliet Christian where we only gave up 103 yards rushing. And the last two games, we've given up 219 and 228. And
wow.
Here we have started this game tonight and given up 75 on the ground already. One of the things, we got to stop the run.
Certainly so. No secret there. Here we go. Clay County going to get their first possession of this contest. The kick's away. It's going to be fielded by B.J. Emerton at the Bulldog 20, and here he comes, 25-30, 35, up to the 40-yard line. Nice return by the senior skill player. Clay County will take over at the Bulldog 41 to start this first offensive drive of the contest, 10:44 here on this first quarter clock. But if you just tuned in, Clay County already down 7-9. Offensive starting lineup for Clay County tonight up front, left to right. Senior Joseph Jolin, sophomore Dalton Goad, sophomore Seth Eads, freshman Wade Coons, and senior Zach Strong. Tight end Hayden Cherry, B.J. Emerton and Burnett at receiver, Mason Sharp at fullback, Jared Markham and Wyatt Burks at the running backs, and junior quarterback Jake Ashlock. That is the Subway starting lineup. Markham gets the first carry of the game. He crosses the line of scrimmage, picks up 1 to 2 yards, and he'll be taken down. Those starting lineups are always brought to us by Subway. They're encouraging you to go to the restaurant on the bypass in Salina to try one of their new signature wraps or stop in to pick up their favorite sandwich. Subway, fresh is what we do. Gain of one, we'll call it for Markham. Ball just across the Bulldog 41. We'll say the Bulldog 42-yard line to set up 2nd-9 on this drive. Two wideouts to the left, Cherry and Sharp to the right. That's going to be Wyatt Burks, actually, to the right. And it's going to be B.J. Emerton on a little shovel pass underneath. Counted a completed pass to set up 3rd and short for Clay County. Emerton moves the ball up to the Bulldog 46-yard line for a manageable 3rd and 5. Pick up a 4 on that carry, actually on the pass play, for Emerton. Ashlock in the gun, Markham behind him, two wideouts to the left. It'll be Emberton and Burchett. Shotgun snap, Ashlock hooks the pass, rolls to the left, balls away, it's complete. Going to have a first down, it's B.J. Emberton. He goes down in Red Devil territory at the Joe Burns 44-yard line. First down, Clay County. Something that we have discussed here since last Friday night's contest is the need for Clay County to establish a short, rhythmic passing game, and so far it looks like Coach Johnson's trying to do that here tonight. First and 10, Clay County, Ashlock under center. Markham in motion left to right. Toss sweep to Mason Sharp to the right side. Blocking is White Burke. Sharp gets the corner. He's going to have a first down and more here. He's at the 10, the 5, the touchdown. No flags on the field. Clay County with a quick answer to the Joe Burns score. Mason Sharp playing fullback tonight shows that he has the speed of a tailback on first and 10. From the Joe Burns 44, I think I called it. He runs the 44-yard touchdown, Thomas.
What an answer from Clay County right there. Got smacked in the mouth out of the gate. Got a little rhythm going, just like you said. Ashlock heated up, and Mason Sharp took it to the house.
Dogs going for two. Ashlock in the gun. Markham behind him. It is a handoff to Markham. He tries the right side. He'll be hit by the Red Devils. Forward progress continues, though, and he gets in the end zone. Clay County converts on the two-point attempt, showing their physicality here at Cedar Hill, Tennessee tonight, and they have a one-point lead, 8-7. There is 8:59 remaining in this first quarter, and already two touchdowns has been scored. This is Bulldog Football, live on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County Three-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the three-star program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. We return here to Joe Burns High School. Going to go ahead and get that Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature at kickoff was 67 degrees. At halftime, it'll be 65. At the end of the game, 63. It is the coolest game of the season so far. Humidity 74%. No rain today here in Cedar Hill at Joe Burns High School. No chance of rain during the contest. There is a slight wind of the north-northeast at 2 miles per hour. Weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Clay County kicks off. Zach Strong pinned the Devils deep back around their own 10-yard line. But the carrier got out of there. Had a good return. Joe Burns is going to take over around their own 45. We'll have to check the official spot.
That Red Devil was gone again. You got to talk about Jacob Burnett. I've got three tackles recorded in this game. He's got them all three, and all three saved a touchdown.
Starting defensive lineup, Dalton Goad at nose guard, Wade Coons and Zach Strong defensive tackles, Joseph Jolin and Hayden Cherry at ends, Jacob Markham and Mason Sharp inside backers, Jacob Burnett and Bryson Birch at corners, B.J. Emerton and White Burks, the safeties. Quarterback Richards for the Red Devils under center. Hand off to Herring, left side, quickly taken down. Dalton Goad's involved, but I think it may have been Mason Sharp from his inside linebacker position who made first contact. And that's going to be either a loss or a pickup of none. We're going to call it a gain of one here. They give him a little spot on it. Perhaps he had it either way. A great defensive play. Second down now for the Red Devils.
It was, and that's senior Zach Strong. Had to contain, forced that play back up the middle, and Sharp filling the hole. He's come to play tonight, Daniel.
Here we are, second down. Clay County now has some life breathed into them. They have an 8-7 lead. Richard's going to be under center. Two tight end set, both of them to the left side. Three running backs in the backfield. Herring the tailback. It is a handoff to him around left side. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and taken down. Great job by the Bulldog defense. Tackler on the play. I see Goad involved. I believe White Burks perhaps was in there as well.
That was Burks. Stood him up. Goad came across horizontally after getting upfield with his penetration to finish him off, Daniel. That play by Mason Sharp, the 44-yard touchdown for the answer, has this Bulldog defense fired up, and I like what I'm seeing.
We're a little fired up, too, here, as Joe Burns has it third and a long seven after this fine show of defensive ability by the Bulldogs. Joe Burns now two wide outs to the right, call it three, actually, one to the left, single running back in with Richards. Richards looks to pass. He has time, balls away. It's going to be incomplete. Big job by the Bulldog defense, B.J. Emerton on the coverage, and it's fourth down here for the Red Devils.
had the three to the near sideline of us here, Daniel, and then singled up B.J. Emerton on an island out there. A little double move on the outside, like you said, stuck right with it, didn't go for the bait. Great coverage by B.J. Emerton, forcing a Red Devil punt.
Certainly has. Red Devil's trying to pin Clay County deep here. On to punt is number one, Jacob Barnhart, the senior. Punt is away. Nobody back to return for Clay County. The ball hits around the Bulldog 30, rolls on down to the Bulldog 25. Clay County going to take over there, 75 yards away, hopefully, from their next touchdown, 744. Coach, is that 714 or 744?
Well, that's an excellent question, Daniel. I don't know. There's some bulbs out for sure on the scoreboards.
Well, I think 714 remaining here in the first half, first quarter.
Well, we got some time. Got to go back to that answer by Clay County and Coach Jake Johnson. Opening this thing up a little, Daniel, gave the ball to B.J. Emerton twice in a row, got a set up, and it was the junior Sharp taking it to the house.
Clay County first and 10, fake jet sweep to Emerton, handoff to Markham, and Markham going to be gobbled up by that defensive line for the Red Devils. Bit of a breakdown there for Clay County offensively up front. There were three Red Devils in the backfield immediately. Markham's going to lose three on that carry. Markham on the season coming into tonight is the Dogs' leading rusher. He had 66 carries for 710 yards. Folks, that's 10.8 per carry. He lost on that one, though. Second and around 13. Two wideouts left for the Dogs. Ashaw cooking the pass. Ball's released downfield. Caught by Emerton. He's at the 30, 35. Advances up to the 40-yard line. And Emerton now, he's been quiet all season. Through the first six games of this contest, this season, he only had seven catches for 116 yards. Honestly, we had not targeted him much. And Coach Johnson must have realized this week that, hey, I've got a player here. And already tonight we've seen his hands several times. First and 10, Clay County.
And you're seeing Ashlock get a little confidence. That was a bullet right here to the sideline, Daniel. I like what I'm seeing from this offense.
Here we are, first and 10. Ball sits at the Bulldog 41. Handoff to Markham. He gets back to the 40. He'll be taken down there. Whistles blow as progress was stopped. Actually, that ball was snapped at the Bulldog 39, so we're going to see a pickup of one for Markham up to the Bulldog 40. Markham is such a threat there in the backfield. I promise you folks, he will break one before the night's over. Second nine for the Dogs. Wide out to either side, wing to either side. Markham in motion, left, right. Toss sweep, Mason Sharp. Whiteburg's blocking for him. Sharp cuts back into the teeth of the defense. Gets north and south. Picks up a few. He nears the Bulldog 45. We'll have to see where the spot is going to be at. It will be third and five as the ball sets at the Bulldog 43. Dogs break huddle. Emberton and Burnett split wide to the left along with Cherry. Trip set. Ball snap. Toss sweep to Markham. Whistles blow. Offensive procedure against Clay County. False start. Going to back them up to a third and 10. Not what you want to see here is they had momentum, Thomas.
They did, Daniel, and I like what I'm seeing. Kind of used Markham as a decoy on that play. Before, it was a wing set. Just like you said, he went in motion, quick pitched it to the fullback. I like this new scheme.
Timeout going to be taken by Jake Johnson here. He wants to talk to his players. This is a big play in this game. It's third and around 11, third and 10 after the penalty. Clay County does have a one-point lead, 8-7, 4:53 to play in the first quarter. We'll be right back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here to Joe Burns High School. Clay County with a big third and 11 here early in the quarter. They do have a 8-7 lead, though. Joe Burns come out in the opening drive of this game. Three plays later, they were in the end zone. Well, guess what? We came back at a four-drive play of our own, and went ahead actually with a 2-point conversion. 3rd and 11. Ashnock in the gun. We've got 4 skilled players to the left. Ball was snapped. Ashnock wasn't ready. It hit him. It fell to the ground. Whistles blow. Coming out of that timeout, Coach Johnson cannot be happy with his squad. He called the timeout to set up something that they would understand, and they looked confused there.
It did, Daniel. Had a little motion coming, kind of looked like that overload we saw last week. What I liked about it, it had man coverage on the outside with Emerton in the slot and Burnett on the outside. Looked like Coach Johnson was fixing to take a shot right there on 3rd and 11. And looks like we're coming out in the same set, Daniel.
3rd and 16 now after the penalty. Dogs have the ball at their own 33-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. 2 wideouts to the left along with a tight end and wing. Ashlock rolls to the left targeting Burks. And we will have a penalty on the play. Defensive pass interference will be called against Maxie Owens, the junior linebacker for the Red Devils. We'll have to see what transpires here. It was 3rd and 16. The infraction took place short of the first down mark. So I'm thinking we'll have to see. I don't know how high school handles it.
Well, I don't know there's interference. It almost looked like a holding call to me. We saw those 2 wideouts on the outside run the DBs off, and that was Burks coming out of the backfield on a wheel route. And that guy just got in front of him and impeded him from getting downfield, Daniel.
Clay County first down. The penalty moves the ball into Red Devil territory. It sets at the Joe Burns 46. Clay County, fortunately, after being 3rd and 16, after 2 consecutive penalties of their own, take advantage of a Joe Burns penalty. And they've got a new set of downs, 46 yards away from points. Whistles blow here on the field. Play is stopped. Coach Adkins, Tom Adkins, the Red Devils head coach, wants to know exactly what the penalty was. Longtime coach over here, around 25 years, Thomas. He's got a couple of silver balls in a trophy case over there in the high school. They were runners-up on 2 different occasions, I think. And it's refreshing to see a head coach with a program for that length of time in this age of quick criticism and stuff for coaches. We love to just pull the carpet out from under coaches in a hurry all across the country. He's been here 25 years. It's refreshing to see.
It is. And Coach Johnson mentioned it in the interview, Daniel. I asked him what it'd be like as a first-year head coach coaching against a legend like Adkins. And he just talked about how the respect you have for a man like that, just like you talk, Daniel.
Adkins here has the official second-guessing what they've done. They've all huddled together in the middle of the field talking about what they saw, what they stepped off, making sure they got it right.
Well, that's my question. You know, if it was holding, it would be a 10-yard penalty, I think, Daniel.
Well, what they stepped off was 10 yards from where the flag was thrown.
Okay.
So that looks like it would be a holding penalty, but now they're moving it back, looks like.
Back into Bulldog territory, the football comes back to the original spot of the foul, which happened at the Bulldog 44, according to what I'm seeing on the field.
I think a holding call downfield should be from the line of scrimmage, shouldn't it, Daniel? 10 yards?
I'm just honestly not sure.
I'm not sure either. I don't think they are either.
I don't think anybody is. Maybe Coach Atkins may be the only one that's really sure here.
Well, I'm sure he's got more experience than anybody on this field right now.
And still the officials continue to talk. We apologize if we knew we'd have this length of a break. We probably would have played one of our excellent advertisements, but it's going to be first down. I hear the white hat saying on the field, but still they've not decided where the football needs to rest. Johnson calling Ashlock over, wants to talk to the signal caller here. Hopefully, I wouldn't be surprised to see Clay County just throw for the end zone here. 1st and 10, you know, we've had play stop for a few minutes. Maybe try to catch them resting on their laurels a little bit and take momentum here.
I think that's a great call, especially. It's got to be a first down, just like you said. I like taking a shot. Depending on where the ball is, Daniel, if we can get it up here around midfield, I'd definitely take a shot. You know, Ashlock's 3 for 3 right now. Not a whole lot of yardage, but he's hit Emerton 3 times, an 8-yarder, an 11-yarder. Seen a lot of underneath stuff. Let's see if Coach Johnson takes a shot right here.
All right. I think we have it sorted out. It is Clay County first down. The ball rests just across the 50-yard line. We're going to say it's on the 50. It's actually the football width into Red Devil territory.
First and 10 for Clay County. Well, now hang
on. Third.
They've got the chains have not moved if it is first down. Here we go. Ashlock, toss sweep to Markham. He's going to get to the edge. He's at the 45 and ran out of bounds, and there's another penalty. This one could be against Joseph Jovan of the Bulldogs. I'm going to call it here on the field, is we've seen the officials kind of lose control of this one. They signaled first down. The sticks never moved. They had it third and 3. Markham appeared to pick up the first. The flag's on the field.
I believe it's a face mask on Joe Burns.
So with the penalty, how do we go back to third down? I'm not quite grasping this. I wish we could get an explanation. Of course, that's not going to come with us up here in the booth, Daniel.
Flabbergasted is the term that I'll use for how I feel about the situation. We're seeing a penalty marked off again against the Red Devils. Finally, the chains move. I can legitimately tell you now that the ball rests at the Blue Devil 38, and it's first and 10, Clay County. Ashlock quickly under center. Markham at left wing. He's in motion. Hand off to Markham. Will he get the edge? He cuts back inside, still on his feet. Now he's taken down. Short gain for Markham. I think he might have picked up. We'll look at the down marker, see if it moves. Bit of a obstructed vantage point here from the visiting sideline press box at Joe Burns High School. No gain for Markham on the play. Second and 10. Ball still at the Red Devil 38. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Fake to Markham. Ashlock looking to pass. He hits sharp. Sharp has it. Gets the first down, and he's taken out of bounds right at the stick. Should be first down yardage. Nice job by the pair of juniors, Ashlock and Sharp. Ball is advanced up to the Red Devil. I'm having difficulty seeing the lines. 29-yard line. Third and 1. Pickup of 9 for Ashlock on the pass play. Ashlock in the gun. Third and 1. Hand off to Markham. He goes to the right side. Picks up the first down. And he'll be taken down across or right at the Red Devil 24-yard line. Is where the ball will be spotted. First and 10, Clay County, 2:34 remaining here in the first quarter. Clay County leads 8-7. We've not given that score in the last few moments. Clay County does hold the one-point lead. They have it first and 10. Red Devil, 24-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. Markham at his left hip. Two wideouts to the left. Ashlock hooks to pass. He was targeting Emberton. It's intercepted, though. It fell off Emberton's hands and was intercepted by Red Devils number 2, Blake Jernigan. Jernigan will be tackled on the play by White Burks. And Clay County misses an opportunity here. Fortunately for them, they do have a one-point lead. And Joe Burns has a long field to drive, but that was a good pass. Emberton, it hit his hands, bounced off his hands and into the waiting hands of the Red Devils.
Just a bad break. That's all you can say, guys. Ashlock was 4-for-4 on that already tonight. That should have made it 5-for-5. Emerson just couldn't squeeze that one, and the Red Devils are going the other way.
Joe Burns takes over. Ball sits at their own 21-yard line. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Two running backs in the backfield with Richards. Quarterback keeper left side. He's up to the 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield. Now the Bulldog 40, and he'll be tackled out of bounds by B.J. Emerson. Huge gain by the Red Devil quarterback, Cooper Richards. He flips the field for his team all the way down to the Bulldog 31-yard line.
Got a late flag come in there on the Joe Burns sideline. Not sure what the call is.
Maybe horse collar against Emberton.
I think he had him by the jersey, kind of the front of the shoulder pads, and just drug him down, like you said, once he flipped him around out of bounds. I didn't see anything malicious on that hit, man.
Here's the thing about it. Clay County's got to hang tough here. Yeah, they just gave up about 50 yards. Well, guess what? They've got a one-point lead. They need to stiffen up here and really show this Red Devil team that they came to play tonight. Penalty is against Emberton for horse collar. The tackle was made somewhere around the rear area of the jersey. I think the rule says there you've got to get down into the shoulder pads, and apparently he did so. They had a better view than us. First and 10, Red Devils. Ball at the Bulldog 16. Clay County defense needing to rise to the occasion here.
A wide out and a tight end to the right for the Red Devils. One wide out to the left. Eye backfield. Fullback and tailback. Richards under center. Waits the snap. Ball's on the ground. He has to fall on it. Richards does safely recover. But the Red Devils lose a play. Going to be second and 10, possibly second and 11.
We talked about it in the pregame, Daniel. This Clay County defense, they're not going to shut down this Joe Burns offense. They're going to have some success against them. It's whether or not they can respond and bow up when they've got the chance. And this is when they have to rise to the occasion, just like you said right here, Daniel. This is a long game. We're ticking down a minute left here in this first quarter. A lot of football left in this one.
Certainly so. Second 11 for the Red Devils. Ball at the Bulldogs 17. Tight end and a wide out to the right. A tight end to the left. Three backs in the backfield. One of them's Richards in the gun. He gets it. Quarterback keeper Dalton Goat sniffs it out. Not much of a gain for the Red Devils. They advance up to the Bulldog 12. So a pickup of around five to set up third and six, we'll call it. Definite four down territory for Joe Byrne. 25 seconds and ticking left here in the first quarter. Clay County leads 8-7.
We're seeing Coach Atkins take a page out of Monterey, out of Cameron Swift, of East Robertson book right here with his quarterback. He's seen what can have success against this Bulldog defense, and he's going through it, Daniel.
Richards under center, eye backfield behind him. Wide out to either side, a tight end to the right. Snap comes. It's a toss sweep to the left to Herring. He will get into the end zone on the last play here of the first quarter. The buzzer sounds. Fortunately, that is not the buzzer to signify the end of this ball game. Still three quarters remain. Joe Burns scoring two touchdowns here officially in the first quarter. They go back ahead, currently 13-8. A five-point lead. We'll have to see if they go for two. I believe they will. No real reason not to. For Coach Tom Atkins.
You know, Coach Edwards, you mentioned a second ago, we thought this would be a low-scoring game. I called it a slugfest versus a shootout, and it's turning into a shootout.
Well, that's the way it's headed, looks like, Thomas. Caught us all off guard here.
Joe Burns will go for two to try to pull away to a seven-point lead. Currently, it's 13-8. The ball rests at the Bulldog 3, where the Red Devils will make their attempt. Tight end and two wideouts to the right, one wideout to the left. They bring him in motion left to right. Fake to him. Quarterback keeper by Richards. Zach Strong's there. He does not stop him, however, before the ball crosses the plane of the end zone. Two-point conversion successful for the Red Devils. So here at the end of the first quarter at Joe Burns High School, the home team leads 15-8 over the Clay County Bulldogs.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. We've returned here, start of the second quarter. Joe Burns going to be kicking off to Clay County, number 55, Rudy Tucker. The junior takes care of those duties for the Red Devils. Emberton along with, I'm not sure who, maybe Mason Shaw. No, Markham. Markham and Emberton deep to receive for Clay County. Markham's going to get a chance at this one. He returned one 2 years ago here as a sophomore that was called back. Maybe he can replicate the feat. He's out to the 35, still turning his feet, and he'll be taken down. I apologize, he was at the 25, not the 35. Yeah, 2 years ago, Jared Markham, as a sophomore, took one back here against Red Bull, and unfortunately we had clipping. I would love to see Markham do the same tonight here in his senior campaign.
I think we see Coach Johnson try to establish Markham maybe on this drive. Slow this game down a little bit, guys. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 drives, and the interception killed one and one punt. The rest of the time they scored.
Ball at the Bulldog 25, 1st and 10, Clay County, 11:52 remaining here in the second quarter. The Dogs had broke huddle and approached the line of scrimmage, then the white hat blew it dead. Looks like an untied shoe by a Red Devil. That's been corrected and will return to action. Ashlock going to go under center, a tight end and a wing to the left. Burks a wing to the right, goes in motion. It's a handoff to Markham back underneath, and nothing doing as Markham is quickly taken down. That's Red Devil defensive line, Thomas, is kind of having their way so far with the Clay County offensive line. Loss for Markham on the play. I guess we'll call it a loss of 2, setting up 2nd and 12. Don't have real crisp lines here at Joe Burns High School. I'm sure they had the same rain that we had all week. 2nd and 12, ball sets at the Bulldog 23. Ashlock under center, tied in a wing to the left, a wing and a wide out to the right. Ashlock hooks the pass, throws downfield for Emberton. Emberton never could find the ball. It sails out of bounds.
Pretty good throw right there. I was just thinking on the last play, Emberton's, 25 yards away from anybody with one single man coverage on this outside. I was hoping Coach Johnson would see that and take a shot. Pretty good ball by Ashlock there. Just unfortunate that he didn't see that one. Must have lost it in the lights across the way.
Yeah, I don't think BJ ever did see that football. 3rd and 12 here for Clay County after the incomplete pass. Dogs break huddle, come to the line. 2 wide to the left. Tied in and a wing to the right. Markham behind Ashlock in the gun. Now he comes up to Ashlock's right hip. Ball snapped. Ashlock pump fakes. We go deep again, targeting Emberton out of bounds. Actually targeting Birch at that time, the sophomore. Going to be a punt for Clay County here. Nothing wrong with that. They hadn't turned it over, but we do need a defensive stop on this next Red Devil possession. Jolin going to punt it away for Clay County.
Well, we saw a little of consistency with the offense in those first 2 Clay County drives. Big incompletion on the 2nd down there, and then went back to the well one more time. I'd like to see us maybe try something across the middle, Daniel. Have them thrown a pass across the middle at this time. I think that would have been a good situation there. Unfortunate for Clay County as we're giving it back to the Red Devils.
10:58 in the second quarter. Jolin calls for the snap. Punt is away. It's a high long one as he's accustomed to hitting. Tackle's going to be not made. I started to say immediately made by Burnett. Burnett comes up 2nd effort. Can't make the tackle. Return man for Joe Burns has crossed into Bulldog territory and advances down to the Bulldog 40. Jacob Burnett, the sophomore hustling downfield, had him in his grasp twice, but Blake Jernigan was able to get away and get positive yardage for his team, setting them up at the Bulldog 40. Red Devils lead here 15-8 over the visiting Clay County Bulldogs. A stop is needed here for Clay County. Both teams have lost their last 3 straight. Both teams are good programs. Somebody's going to get some momentum coming out of this one tonight. Big Region 4A matchup here. Richards is under center. 1st and 10 for his team. Tight end and wide out to the left. Eye backfield behind him. Toss sweep to Herring to the right side. He gets to the line of scrimmage. Picks up around 10. Probably enough for the first down. And the running back, Eric Herring Jr., the senior, 5'11", 175. He's pretty good.
He is. He got the speed to get the corner, Daniel, and he's got some moves, too. Made a couple miss on the outside there. That was the sophomore Bryson Burchett with that tackle. Again, probably another touchdown-saving tackle. 13's got some speed.
1st and 10 for the Red Devils. The ball is somewhere between the 30 and 25. The scoreboard says the Bulldog 27, and I agree. 1st and 10 for the Red Devils from the Bulldog 27. 2 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. He brings him in motion. It is a jet sweep to Herring from the wideout position. He's going to be taken down for a loss by Mason Sharp. White Burks getting involved on the tackle as well.
Great
along
job.
With Wesley Walker, a junior newcomer here.
It was. Great job by Mason Sharp right there. Scraped right off the edge. Just a perfect line to the ball carrier. Held on just enough to bring him down by the jersey, Daniel.
Loss of one for Herring. Second 11 for Joe Burns. 9:25 and ticking remaining here in this second quarter. Joe Burns leads 15-8. They're content to play slow at this point. They use some tempo early. Right now they have a lead. So old school head coach Tom Atkins letting that clock tick. No harm in taking your time when you have a lead is his opinion, I'm sure. He's going to go ahead and call a timeout as his team was going to end up with a delay of game. Coach Edwards, do we have an early budget pest control scoreboard update?
Well, we do have a couple of scores of interest here that folks might be interested in. End of the first quarter, Upperman 14 and York 7. Upperman 6-0, York's 5-0. That's probably the premier game in the Upper Cumberland tonight, I would imagine.
I'm sure.
Also, Gordonsville 14, Monterey 7. That one is in the first quarter as well. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Bringing joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction.
9:04 remains here in the second quarter. Joe Burns leads 15-8. Thomas, we really need to stop here. I would hate to see the Red Devils go up another score. Certainly, by no means would anything be overdone. But I just think right now for Clay County psyche and momentum, they need to stop to come back and hang tough here.
I agree with you, Daniel. And, you know, Clay County's playing a pretty good ball game so
they
far.
Are.
We gave up a couple of good plays, but I like what I'm seeing on the defensive side of the ball. And the offense is clicking at times. Unfortunate on that last drive to throw that interception, but that was a deflected pass, a bad break for Clay County. Overall, Clay County's playing good, I think.
Second 11, Richards under center. Eye backfield behind him, tight end to the left, hand off to the fullback this time, right up the gut. Tackle's made by a host of Bulldogs on the interior. Let's credit Wesley Walker with it. Number 7 for the Dogs as he was in on the stop. Very little gain, setting up third and long for the Red Devils.
Great job by the front right there. They held their ground, held the line of scrimmage where it needed to be. No push from the Red Devils there. And Walker come in and finished it off. But I tell you what, that was the freshman Wade Coons kind of anchoring that front right there on that one, Daniel. That's what we got to have against this downhill running game of the Red Devils.
Third and 9, we will call it. The ball at the Bulldogs' 26-yard line. Richards goes to the gun, 3 wideouts to the right. Barnhart at his left hip. Fake to Barnhart. Richards aims downfield, releases. It'll be broken up. Beautiful defense by B.J. Emerton, and already 2 big passes broken up by Emerton tonight. He's really feeling it.
He is on both sides of the ball. We've seen him get involved in the offense. I think that's helped his defensive play, Daniel. Textbook. We talked about it from Burchett last week. That's what it was for B.J. Emerton. The quarterback put a little too much air under that one, and Emerton stuck the arm in and knocked it down just in time.
Fourth and long for Joe Burns. Fourth and a long 9. 8:08 on the clock after the incomplete pass. Looks like delay of game perhaps going to be taken. No, a timeout. I thought they may be going to take the 5-yard penalty, back themselves up for better punting room. They're kind of in no man's land right now on the field. Let's go ahead and play one ad here. Clay County trails 15-8 early at Joe Burns High School.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We return here. 8:08 remaining in the second quarter. Clay County coming out of this timeout. Hopefully they can stop Joe Burns on this huge fourth down play. We call it huge because Clay County does trail by 7 and need the momentum to come back and battle back here at halftime. Clay County will receive the ball to start the third quarter. One thing in their favor.
I think Coach Atkins may play it safe here with a little overload and a quarterback run. You see a bunch on the right. Let's see if it goes that way, Daniel.
It's going to be a pass. It looks like Richards releases down the middle of the field. Incomplete. No flag on the play. And Clay County going to take over. Dodged a huge bullet there. Now it's time for the Bulldog offense to respond. This could be the signature drive of the season if we could come down the field, tie this thing up, perhaps take a one-point lead.
Plenty of time here in the first half, and it would be huge, just like you say, to see this offense click it together. They've showed signs already tonight. We've seen Ashlock heat up, started the game 4-for-4. Let's see if they go to the air right here on first down, Daniel.
Ball at the Bulldog 26, first and 10, two wide to the right. Here we see Burks and Cherry flip to that side as well. Markham's going to get it to the right side behind all of that, and Markham's going to be killed in the backfield, unblocked, was number 8. I think that was Jamarian Lucas for the Red Devils, and we've got to do a better job than that. Markham's going to get hurt, Thomas, if we just turn him loose that way.
It was, and I think possibly that could have been what a run-pass option right there is Ashlock kind of rode him down the line, was trying to read that in, and he didn't pull it to throw. And you see what happens when that doesn't get run exactly right.
Loss of 6, second 16, ball at the Bulldog 20. Ashlock this time going to toss sweep it to Mason Sharp left side. He'll be met in the backfield. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage, I don't think. We'll have to check the spot. Yeah, it matches up to the Bulldog 21. Pick up a 1 for Mason Sharp on the carry. Third and 15 for Clay County. First down, the big 6-yard loss to Markham just put us behind the sticks on this possession. 6:53 and ticking here. Clay County needs to convert. It's going to be tough, though. Third and 15. Ball at the Bulldog 23, they call it. So pick up a 3, actually, for Sharp on the last. And Ashlock hooks the pass, rolls the left side, finds Emerton. He's going to have the first down, perhaps. We had a lot to go. B.J. Emerton caught a little 10-yard out, turned it upfield, maybe got enough to move the sticks. The officials are going to spot it around the Bulldog 33. It will be fourth and very short here. Fourth and 1 from my vantage point. Ball at the Bulldog 33. May have to call a timeout here to figure out what's going on for Clay County. We see Jonathan Maynard, a substitute offensive lineman, come into the ball game. It's not the punting team. Clay County on offense here. Ashlock in the gun. Fourth and short. 6:32 on the clock. Ball snapped. Hand off to Markham. He gets to the line of scrimmage. He's running sideways now. He's going to be brought down. I do not think he got it. Tried to run a little stretch play to the right side. Markham did not have the speed to get away. And honestly, we had no blocking out front for him on the edge. Turnover on downs for Clay County as they quickly approached the line and went for it on fourth. No gain on the play officially. Kind of a heartbreaker there, Thomas.
It was. It was a gamble by Coach Johnson at this point. I tell you what, Markham had a shot there. Like you said, they sealed the edge really well. He ran as hard as he could to this outside, broke a couple tackles, just had too many guys out there to get around on that play.
Joe Burns had 6:23 left to play in the second quarter. First and 10, ball at the Bulldog 33. Richards under center, tight end and wide out to the left, out backfield behind him. Hand off to Herring, taken down by Hayden Cherry. But only after the senior running back had a healthy gain, it matches up to the Bulldog 26-yard line. Appears to be second and about 2 after the Herring run. Coach Edwards, got a stat line on him yet, or do you have to add it up?
8 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown.
Pretty good average. Over 10 yards a carry for Herring so far. Second and short. Joe Burns has it. Richards under center. Eye backfield behind him. Waits a snap. Toss sweep to the right to Herring. He gets the corner. Turns it north and south. Cuts outside again. He's at the 10. Fights through a tackle. Past the 5. Down into around the 2 to 3 yard range. Across the field, we hear head coach Tom Adkins calling for his goal line offensive set as they've got it at the Bulldog 3. First and goal. 5:25 and ticking here. Joe Burns leads 15-8, trying to extend their lead and go up by two possessions here in the first half. Clay County playing tough. They've had the interception earlier. It was not a bad play. It was just a kind of a freak thing, a deflected ball that went against them. Couldn't convert on the fourth down a few minutes ago, but they're still hanging tough here. Richards under center. Powerhouse backfield behind him. Three running backs. Hands off to Herring. He tests the left side. He'll be hit by Jacob Burnett. However, Burnett cannot stop the senior's forward progress, and he tumbles into the end zone to extend the Joe Burns lead. 21-8. PAT attempt coming. 4:50 on the second quarter clock.
I think you see the experience of Coach Adkins right here, Daniel. I mean, just a downhill running game. Then he'll mix it up, flip it to the outside with a sweep. Good blocking, good technique up front, giving huge running lanes for their backs and their quarterback.
Very true. Well put together offense. Joe Burns taking their time. They've got the offense on the field, and now timeout taken. Coach Adkins that time didn't like the two-point attempt call that he had. Going to call timeout and talk it over. We'll go ahead and take time here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here to Joe Burns High School. Richards receives the shotgun snap, runs off right side, going to hurdle his way over a Bulldog defender into the end zone for a successful two-point conversion. Joe Burns goes up 23-8. That is a 15-point lead here. We're going to go ahead and go back to another ad. 4:50 remaining in the second quarter.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We return here to Joe Burns High School. Clay County trailing by 15 points, 8-23. Still 4:50 to play here in the second quarter, and Clay County going to get another chance on offense here. Don't get too downhearted if you're out there listening. Just two possessions here. We've seen tonight Clay County has the ability to move the football against the Red Devil defense. Hopefully they can do so now. Tucker on the kickoff. Ball's away. Emerton going to receive it around the Bulldog 13-yard line, and here he comes. He's at the 25, advances up to the Bulldog 30, where he'll be taken down, pick up around 16 on the return. 4:39 on the clock, going to be first and 10. Head coach Jake Johnson over the last 2 weeks has been able to begin to phase in some of his own flavor of offense into the Bulldog regime, and so far it's been pretty successful. The players, it's still a little new to them. There's been a few mental errors. Hopefully they can eliminate those on this drive. 70 yards away from points. Bulldog 70. Ashlock under center. Ball snapped. Hand up to Markham. He tries the right side. Gets back to the 30 and then quickly driven out of bounds. The Red Devil defense has really focused in on the stopping the run of Jared Markham. You can tell, in my opinion, that that's something that has been their focus. They gave up passing yards. They gave up the Mason Sharp power or toss sweep, but Markham's plays have been sniffed out.
Well, he's got 8 carries for a total of 4 yards right now, Daniel. Of course, that comes in. You know, he had a pretty good run at 12 yards early in the contest, 5 here and there, but he's had some negative yardage. We haven't seen that out of Jared Markham this year.
Picked up 3 on that one. He got more than I thought he did. Ashlock hooks the pass. He threw a quick screen to the left to Emberton. B.J. couldn't hang on. Ashlock has hit B.J. with the ball the last 2 times. The senior wideout having trouble hanging on to it. 3rd and 7 for Clay County. It's spotted at the Bulldog 33. Clay County's driving from left to right from our vantage point here. High atop the visiting sidelines. Possible passing scenario, 4:26 on the clock, 2 wide to the right, tied in a wing to the left. Ashlock in the gun. We see the two-man shift now, all the skill players to the right side. Ashlock does look to pass. He's under pressure, gets away from pressure. Ball's released downfield to Bryson Burchett. It's intercepted, though, by Cooper Richards. Richards returns it. He's up to the Bulldog 35, where he'll be taken down by Jared Markham. The second interception of the contest here. Ashlock that time rolling to his right, tried to throw back into the middle of the field, had to try to make something happen, honestly, and it was intercepted.
He did, and that was that same flood concept we've been seeing with a couple of outs and a kind of a drag across the middle. And, you know, cardinal sin kind of for a quarterback, Daniel, but I think the pressure is what caused that one. Ashlock had to dodge a defender, and like you said, just took a shot, and it almost got there. I think that might have been Burks that – the number 3 cut in front of for the INT.
Joe Burns, 1st and 10 from the Bulldog 34. Toss sweep to Herring. He's at the 30, 25, 20. He's going to walk in. Another touchdown by Joe Burns on the heels of the Ashlock interception. Current score, Red Devils 29, Clay County 8, 4:02 remaining here in the first half.
We've seen that kind of all night long, Daniel. On a Bulldog miscue leads immediately to Red Devil points. And, you know, it's hard to overcome a mistake and you get down, but you can't let it just blow up in your face. And that's what's happening here to Clay County as, you know, we have a problem, have an interception, you know, turnover on downs. Joe Burns is in the end zone immediately. Got to respond, and we're not seeing that from this Clay County team at this point.
2-point conversion awaiting. Richards under center. Barnhart and Herring in the backfield. Tight end either side. Toss sweep to Herring to the left. He gets in. 2 more points to the tally for Joe Burns. They now have a 31-8 lead over Clay County. 4:02 remaining here in the first half.
Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County trailing 31-8 to the Red Devils. Markham's going to field the kickoff around the 15-yard line at his end of the field. Comes back. It matches up to the 30-yard line where he'll be taken down. Clay County will start around the Bulldog 30. Dogs desperately needing some momentum here. This second quarter's been a long one. We saw the Red Devils score on the last play of the first quarter to wipe away that Clay County lead that we held for most of the first quarter, 8-7. They went up 15-7 on the last play of the first, and so far in this second quarter, it has been all Joe Burns. Two wide outs left for Clay County. Tied in a wing to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Markham in his left hip. Here's the snap. Fake to Markham. Ashlock's going to run to the left. He will get past the line of scrimmage. Positive yardage for the big junior quarterback. Nice pickup.
Good job, Jake Ashlock right there. Saw it was man coverage, nobody over the top. The receivers pushed downfield, ran everybody off. He saw that and took advantage of it. He's got the wheels. We saw that in the Monterey game. We saw it a little bit last year. Like to see Jake Ashlock in the open field.
15-yard pickup for the quarterback. First and 10, ball now at the Bulldog 46. Ashlock in the gun, two wide left, tight end and wing to the right. Markham and Ashlock's left hip. Ball snap, wide receiver screen to Burnett. He will catch it, cross midfield and advance up to around the Joe Burns 49. 3:08 and ticking here. Clay County trying to cut back into this lead. A lot of football left here in Cedar Hill, Tennessee tonight. The ball directly on the 50-yard line. Pick up a four on the first down pass play. Two wide right, tied in and wing to the left. Ashlock in the gun, Markham in his right hip. Here's the snap. Fake to Markham. Ashlock looks to pass again. Ball's away. Complete to B.J. Emerson. He's at the Red Devil 45-40. Advances up to the Joe Burns 37-yard line where he'll be taken down only after picking up a first down, though. And Clay County moving this football, incorporating the pass game tonight, really for the first time successfully since head coach Jake Johnson took over, beginning with the third game of the season. And here we are, first and 10. Two wide left, tied in the wing to the right, Ashlock in the gun. Markham at his left hip. Snap. Hand off Noah. Yes, hand off to Markham. One of his bigger gains of the night is he picks up around three on the carry. Markham has been hard-pressed for yardage tonight. He's ran hard each and every time. That Joe Burns defense really giving him a hard time, though. Advances up to the Red Devil 35, so a pickup of two on the play for Jared. Second and a short eight. Emerton and Burnett to the left. Cherry and Burks to the right. Ball snapped. Ashlock rolls left. Ball's away, targeting Emerton. Great catch. Positive yardage. It's a short gain, but a gain nonetheless. We'll have to see where it's spotted. Nice toss and catch. We're going to call it the Red Devil 32-yard line. Third and a short five for Clay County. Definitely four down territory at this point in the broadcast. Minute five and ticking here in the second quarter. Clay County trying to score here to end the first half. They're going to get it to start the third quarter. They do trail 31-8, though, to Joe Burns. They had a one-point lead for much of the first quarter, as we said.
Simple flood out routes here to B.J. Emerton is what we're seeing, Daniel. Same to Burnett on the little screen. Quick throws. Ashlock heats up when he gets in this kind of two-minute drill. He can throw bullets to the sidelines, and that's what he's doing right now for these short games.
Back under play here. Third and short five. Ashlock throws again out to the left to Burnett. He's going to have the first down, ladies and gentlemen. Ducked around the Red Devil. No, it's Emerton, wouldn't it? I thought it was Jacob Burnett. It was the senior Emerton. He gets the first down. Advances up to the Red Devil 26. There's 47 seconds left on the clock and a timeout taken by head coach Jake Johnson. How many is that for Clay County, Coach Edwards?
Have one remaining.
One more timeout remaining. We'll go ahead and stay with you here during our pregame show tonight. We announced the 1974 team as the fourth best in our all-time power rankings that we put together. We've got three more to go. We did get into the final four. That team led by Bill Napier, Greg Craig, Ricky Melton, Carl Dooley Davis, Michael Crowbelly Cross, David Henson, Danny Thompson. There was 11 seniors. I missed a few.
You did. David Allred, Terry Scott.
Mike Potts Emerson.
Emerson, that's right. Robert Gribble. Just a great crew. And again, one of the all-time great teams for sure, Daniel.
Highest scoring offense for a single season per average in the contest, 32 points a game that group scored. Hopefully Clay County tonight can take a little bit of motivation like they had and come up with a few more. First and 10, Ashlock under center. Ball at the Joe Burns 26. Faking the backfield, Ashlock back to pass. Has time to throw. Throws for the end zone. He has wide. Burks incomplete. Pass interference called. Clay County will have a big penalty to their advantage here. 37 seconds remain. And the Bulldogs going to have some much-needed momentum. Hopefully can get points here. Cut into this lead. It's only a 23-point deficit. 8 points here. We always go for two so far under Coach Johnson's reign. Here's the leader of the Bulldogs. And if we can pick up 8 here, Thomas, that'd just put us down 15 points.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing out of this Bulldog team as far as pride. You know, we talked about it in the Monterey game. We never seen them respond a little bit. They're still playing the ball game. There's no quitting these Bulldogs tonight. And Ashlock's heating up. He's 4-for-4 on this drive. If you don't count the incompletion right there on the interference, which you don't. And he's 9-for-14 overall. Not a whole lot of yardage, but he's really connecting with B.J. Emerson and these receivers tonight.
37 seconds remain in the second quarter. First and 10, Clay County. The ball does rest at the Joe Burns 16-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. Wide out in the wing to either side. Markham in motion across the right side. He runs a wheel route. No, a 5-yard out. We do hit Markham. Flag on the play, though. This one will not stand. Markham at the 15. It advances up to the 10. We had 3 flags on the field. The first I know came from the Clay County offensive line, likely a holding call. I think anything that takes place after the hold is basically, unless it's a personal foul or something, don't matter. We'll see. Officiating crew had a hard time earlier in the first quarter. They had a pass interference that they called against Joe Burns, and their head coach, Tom Atkins, kind of hollered out and talked with White Hat and didn't get it reversed, but it changed the penalty, and we kind of went into a few moments of pandelirium here and didn't really know what was going on.
We didn't, and we're kind of in the same situation here as the refs try to sort this one out, and here comes the call.
Whitehead signaling to the home sideline, has his back to us. Perhaps we will see what's called. 3 flags were thrown. Penalty declined. Another penalty declined, a holding penalty that is accepted. So I think Clay County may have had 3 infractions on the play, Coach Edwards.
Well, it certainly looked that way there as the White Hat was making his signals to the home sideline there.
Let's reset it for you after the big penalties. First and around 25 or 30, the ball sets at the Red Devil 35. 26 seconds remain. I'd like to see those seconds go back on the clock. I don't know that they will. There is still discussion going on the field. I know that I'm proud I'm not an official. Seems like a hard job, Coach Evans. I know you deal with them on a regular basis through the basketball season. They strive to do a good job. Kind of hard to sort out everything all the time.
It is. It's a difficult job. They don't always end up on my side, but, I respect what they do.
Ashlock hooks the pass. He's under pressure. He's going to throw it up for grabs out of bounds. Safely out of bounds. No flag on the play. No intentional grounding this time, it looks like. Second and a bunch for Clay County. We'll cut it second and I think 30. 19 seconds remain. The down and distance really doesn't matter here. We've got 19 seconds left. We've got 3 plays. We should have time to run them. We'll need to take a shot at the end zone each and every time.
I agree. You're going to have Tiernan in the game at the wideout on the far side, Coach. He's got some pretty good speed. Him and Emerton together on that far sideline. Let's see if we get all go.
Ashlock rolls to the left. Screen pass to Markham. He's got it. 35, 30, up to the 25. Taken out of bounds. Clock does stop with that. Oh, targeting going to be called against Joe Burns here. Number five for them, Zach Henniger. Unless I'm mistaken, helmet-to-helmet targeting contact made against Markham as he was going out of bounds. This should be a huge penalty in the favor of the Bulldogs. The ball went out of bounds at the Joe Burns 24-yard line. Play originated at the 35. We'll call a pickup of 11 for Markham on the rush. We'll see what the penalty does for us afterward.
I think that's a 15. I heard the umpire say 15 from the spot of the foul.
10 seconds remaining here in the first half. This thing's going to get marched towards the end zone. Not as far as I'd like to see it. It does now rest at the Joe Burns 13-yard line. Clay County takes its final timeout in the contest. We're going to go ahead and get an ad in here before this final couple plays of the first half.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game.
We return here to Joe Burns High School. Clay County coming out of this final timeout. 10 seconds remain. The Bulldogs do trail 31-8. That's a 23-point deficit. However, they're 13 yards away from points, probably enough time for two plays to get at it, and they're going to get the ball to start this third quarter.
You know, Emerton's been really good on his route running, turning this, getting upfield, turning in on the post, and then hitting that deep out right here. Let's see if they go to it from the slot. Ashlock to Emerton for the score.
Two wide left. Ashlock gets it. Throws it to Emerton in the end zone. Emerton goes up. It's not going to be caught by him. It will be caught by a Red Devil. Third interception of the first half for Ashlock. Joe Burns going to take over. 4 seconds left here in the second quarter. Likely we'll see him take a knee going to the end zone. I don't believe that head coach Tom Atkins would risk a downfield pass to the end zone. He may run a toss sweep to Herring or something. Herring's got the ability to take it to the house at any time. They do take over at their own 20, 80 yards away from their end zone. Only 4 seconds remain here in the second quarter, though. Looks like normal offensive set. Eye backfield, tight end to the right, two wide to the left. Richards under center. Takes a knee. That ends the first half here at Joe Burns High School. Clay County trails by 23, a score of 31-8. We'll be right back for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
We're back here at Cedar Hill, Tennessee at Joe Burns High School, and Clay County trails the Red Devils 31-8 here at halftime on the Horizon Sports Network. Coach, started quick for Joe Burns. I think they kicked off about 5 minutes before 7 o'clock and scored right out of the gate, went up 7-0. But you know what? Clay County answered, showed some life early in this one. And we're doing it through the passing game, but we scored on a 44-yard touchdown run on a toss sweep to the far sideline to Mason Sharp, who took it to the house. Markham added the two-point conversion. We answered. We're up 8-7 with about 9 minutes to go in this first quarter. I thought that was huge for Clay County to get up off the mat early.
Well, I did too. I hate to say it, but it kind of reminded me a little bit of the Monterey game when Monterey came out and hit us in the mouth and we responded with a score. And, you know, unfortunately it's unfolded similarly to the Monterey game here at halftime.
And I think, again, it's kind of missed opportunities, Coach. You know, we held after that score, we forced Joe Burns into a three and out, drove the ball all the way down into the red zone, and then had an unfortunate interception, the first of Jake Ashlock, caromed off of Emdren's hands, and did immediately Joe Burns turned it into points, down 15-8 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, I don't think you can fault Ashlock for that interception. It just, you know, is a good ball, hit B.J. right in the hands, and one that he normally catches, but, you know, maybe the ball's wet, just went right through his fingers.
It did. So Clay County down one score at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, things got out of hand real quick. Joe Burns tacked on two more scores for your halftime score of 31-8, while Clay County kind of stumbled. A couple more interceptions from Ashlock. A big turnover on downs where Coach Jake Johnson gambled a little bit in his own territory. On a 4th-and-1, Joe Burns immediately turned that into points to make it 23-8 with about 5 minutes left in the half. And then another Ashlock interception was immediately turned into points again to give you this halftime margin of Clay County being down 31-8. For Clay County at the half, they have a total of 153 yards and the one touchdown on 29 plays. They're 13 carries for 72 yards on the ground, the bulk of that being Mason Sharp's touchdown run. Ashlock's had a good outing. I know he's got the three picks, but he's 10 for 16 on the night. Not a whole lot of yards, 81 yards. And B.J. Emerton has caught 7 of those for 57 yards. I like the short passing game. I like what they're doing, taking a few shots downfield, getting the ball in the hands of B.J. Emerton. It just hadn't paid off like we'd liked it to see as far as points goes, Coach.
Yeah, it's seems, you know, we get close, and it's just been unfortunate. It's that old adage, you know, you keep shooting yourself in the foot. Seems like we just it's not necessarily bad decisions. It just the ball's not bouncing our way right now.
I'll have to agree with that. And Joe Burns is taking advantage with this big halftime lead. Rushing, maybe the story of the game again. We always talk about Markham. While we're doing pretty well in the air, he's got 9 carries for 9 yards tonight. A lot of negatives there. Of course, we see teams key on Jared Markham, and Coach Tom Atkins of Joe Burns is definitely doing that tonight and shutting him down. Mason Sharp's our leading rusher at the half with 3 carries for 48 yards with a big 44-yard touchdown, and Ashlock scrambled 1 time for 15 yards. Coach, the numbers are all about the Red Devils here in this first half.
Well, unfortunately so. again, just like last season, last season Joe Burns, they threw the ball three times and didn't complete any, and that's where they're sitting at halftime here. They're 0-for-3 in the air. Cooper Richards, the quarterback, the story of the game has been senior Eric Herring on the ground. 12 carries, 156 yards, three touchdowns, along with quarterback Cooper Richards, 4 carries for 82 yards and a touchdown. And, they were kind enough to give it to the fullback one time, Barnhart. He got one carry for 1 yard. So, first half total, 17 carries, 239 yards on the ground, and all 4 touchdowns coming on the ground for the Red Devils.
We knew we'd see a big downhill running game out of the Red Devils tonight. Didn't quite expect this big playability they're showing, Coach. It's usually ground and pound, grind the game out. Well, they're getting it in chunks tonight, as your stats show. Big, big first half for both the quarterback and the tailback of Joe Burns as they lead 31-8 here at halftime in Cedar Hill. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139
or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We return here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. The home team, the Joe Burns Red Devils, lead by 23 points, 31-8 over the visiting Clay County Bulldogs, as Thomas and Rob chronicled in the first portion of the show here. We did have a one-point lead for a good chunk of the first quarter, and slowly and methodically that was taken away from us on some turnovers and by great play from Joe Burns. At this time, we're going to go over to Coach Edwards, do our second budget pest control scoreboard update of the broadcast.
Well, a few scores of interest here. Halftime, Livingston Academy 14, DeKalb County 0. The big game in the Upper Cumberland tonight, Upperman 35, York 14 at halftime. Stone 28, Macon County 7, halftime. Trousdale County 21, East Robertson 0. Gordonsville 14, Monterey 14 in the third quarter. Watertown 42, Westmoreland 0 at halftime. And over in Region 3, a couple shutouts going on. South Pittsburgh 55, Copper Basin 0. Lookout Valley 16, Sail Creek 0.
both those games at halftime.
I think we're seeing there Monterey's pretty good team to stick with Gordonsville like
that. Oh, yeah.
That.
We knew they were.
Tied ball game right there.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No bug left standing.
We were hoping as we made the trip over tonight that no Red Devil would be left standing at the end of this contest. And right now, at this point, that's not the case. They do have that healthy 23-point lead. We talked about it briefly as the first half was wrapping up here about during our CarQuest pregame show. We announced the 1974 squad is the number four team on our rankings. We'll run through those real quick in case some of you listeners usually don't tune in before that time. Number 10, we've released one each week. Number 10 was the 1981 squad. Number 9 was the 1983 squad. Number 8 was 1958. Number 7 was 1989. Number 6 was 1985. Number 5 last week was which bunch? I've done forgot.
1968.
And tonight the number 4 team was 1974. If Clay County has the good fortune to advance to a playoff game, we're going to talk a little bit about how we came up with those rankings during that pregame show and share some other teams who made top tens in certain categories, just not overall. Thomas, I think you've got some stuff for us.
I do, and just to kind of go off what you were saying there, like I always like to say, those teams rank themselves according to the Horizon Sports Network power rankings. So it's everybody thinks this one might be the greatest or that one might be the greatest. We're not doing the greatest. We're doing the most statistically sound.
Right.
And but it is just neat to see all 10 of them revealed. And either way you go, they're all great.
It's like we have talked amongst ourselves before. The top 10 really didn't surprise us where some of the teams sat. We took some friendly criticism over where the 1985 team placed. They were sixth. One of our sponsors, actually, Rob Weir, he likes to remind us each week about how they finished sixth, and they were the only team to advance that deep in the playoffs. And we were surprised, too, where it fell. So that just goes to show you that sometimes statistics don't mean a whole lot. They certainly had a great run.
They did. And we got three to go. That's what
that's
I'm
right.
excited about. Got some great teams to follow up. Let's take this time. We got a couple minutes here, guys, to recognize another team that really tries hard, plays hard, if you want to put it that way, and that's the Clay County High School Cheerleaders. They've made this long road trip just like we have, along with a pretty good crowd here tonight, guys, and they got them fired up as the Dogs clawed back and led in this one early, and they're led by their seniors, Elizabeth Spivey, Antrice Jones, Carly Craig, and Katie Thomason, and then juniors, Leanne Smith, Abigail Collins, and Taylor Smith. Sophomores Maggie Weir and Austin Weir, and freshmen Anna Ray Collins, Tamara Smith, Zoe Seaver, and Haley Kirk, and of course coached by longtime coaches Stephen and Lana Chitwood. We want to thank those young ladies and the Chitwoods for what they do for Clay County sports throughout football and also basketball, Daniel.
Yes, they do a great job, as we've said before, put in a lot of time outside of just the contest too. They get together and have practices and whatnot. Halftime now starting to wind down a little bit here at Joe Burns High School. It shows 45 seconds remaining. We'll be seeing the Clay County Bulldogs receiving the kickoff here to open up this second half. And hopefully they can come out and climb back in this one. They do trail by 23. Crazier things have happened. They have shown the ability to move the football tonight offensively. Three big turnovers have hurt us. We'll just have to see what happens here. Coach Edwards, I know we're still a few months away, but you attended a coaches meeting here the other day for basketball, and I believe your squad was chosen as the coach's preseason pick for number one in District 6A in basketball. Not really a surprise with all your returning starters.
That's kind of what we expected, you know. The expectations are going to be pretty high, and, you know, it's tough to get ready to play night in and night out and meet those expectations. But I like this group. They're pretty level-headed, led by a group of seniors that are mature and do a nice job leadership wise. So I think we're going to be okay. Don't want to make any predictions or
sure.
guarantees, we expect great things.
Certainly, we'll be getting into that round ball season before too long. We've got a half a football left here to call tonight, though. Tucker going to kick it off for Joe Burns to start the third quarter. We've got Emberton and Markham, both dangerous threats, back deep to receive. Each time they've had returns around 15 to 20 yards. Hopefully they can get more on this one. Emberton fields at the Bulldog 10, and here he comes. He's at the left hash, cuts outside towards the numbers. He's at the 30, fights forward towards the 35, but he'll be dropped at the Bulldog 33-yard line. And Clay County's going to start here. We need to strike early and often here in the third quarter if we hope to climb back in this one. Clay County offensively definitely has the skill and the ability to do so. We'll see if they can translate it into points.
Well, besides the turnovers, you know, Ashlock's had a pretty good night. 10 for 16, 81 yards in the first half. What's missing, Daniel, is this run game. Only 72 yards on the ground in the first half.
Ashlock under center, back to our double wing set. Markham in motion, hand off to Bergson underneath. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, gets forward now, advances past the Bulldog 35 up to the 36. Pickup of three for White Burks on one of his first carries of the contest, perhaps his first. Thomas is nodding in agreement. White one carry for 3 yards here, set up second and seven. Cramping or an injury one on the field for a Red Devil. He is helped up by teammates, number 24, Nolan Woods. Appears to be a bit shaken up on the play, but is under his own power exiting the playing field. Looks like timeout taken for injury. They're going to go ahead and take a short break here. We'll do the same. 11:27 left in the third.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We return here after that injury timeout. We just saw a second and seven play. It was a handoff to Mason Sharp up the middle. He has a nice gain. Advances up to the Bulldog 41, where he's going to be about 2 yards. It's a short two, short of the first down. Clay Kenny quickly back to the line. Double wing set. Birch at the wide out to the left. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Hand up to Sharp. First down. He's up to the 45. Now at midfield. He's running hard. Crosses midfield. The Dogs get behind him and push. He's up to the Red Devil 45. And the scrum will stop there. Nice job by Mason Sharp. He had the lone touchdown at this point for the Bulldogs on a toss sweep earlier in the first quarter, a 44-yard touchdown run on that first quarter play. And he picked up several on that when he advanced up to the Red Devil 45-yard line. Clay County showing some spark here in the third. Ashlock under center, double wing set. Markham in motion left right. Hand off again to fullback Sharp right at the teeth of the defense. Picks up around three on the play, maybe four. Advances up to the Joe Burns 42. Yes, 42-yard line. Pick up a three for Sharp. Mason playing his first year of varsity football as a Bulldog. He's been a great addition to the squad, a starter essentially since he set foot on the team on both sides of the ball. Ashlock now in the gun, marking behind him. Emberton in motion, a little shovel pass to Emberton. He tries to get the edge, cuts it up north and south. He advances up to the 35-yard line and beyond it to the 32, where he'll be taken down
picking up a first down in the process. I think it began at the 43 on third and around 8.
That one's coming back, Daniel. It's a holding call against Clay County.
Unfortunate circumstances for the Bulldogs. That kind of seems to be the case tonight. We'll move forward, have some momentum, and get it taken away. This one happened around the line of scrimmage, so it's going to bring it all the way back into Bulldog territory and be spotted at Clay County's 48-yard line. Second and around 18.
Fifth penalty of the night on the Dogs.
Sorry about that. See Coach Johnson coming out and trying to establish the run game here, Daniel.
Two wide left, tight end in the wing to the right. Ashaw hooks the pass, balls away, caught by Emberton. He's having a great game. Keeps his feet, picks up a few more, gets back beyond the original first down line of scrimmage, regaining most of that penalty yardage. Ball did start at the Bulldog 48. He advances up to the Red Devil. 43, we'll say. Pick up of 9 on the pass play between the junior and senior. Third and 9 for the Dogs. Two wide to the right, tied in the wing to the left. We shift now, have all skill players on the right-hand side of the offensive line. Ashlock rolls to the right, looks to pass, screen pass back to Markham. It's caught by Markham. He breaks the tackle. He's at the 40, up to the 35, now the 30, and he's driven out of bounds. First down and a little bit more for Jared Markham, his biggest play from scrimmage on the night. He's having a hard time getting yardage in the traditional way of running backwards, so we're trying to get him the football on some screen passes. And we had success on that one.
That's a good-looking play right there, Daniel. 3 to the outside on the far sideline. Cherry ran that wheel route, that action we've seen before. Come back, Markham, the only one left on the screen on this near sideline. Caught the pass and did something with it there.
Ball on the Red Devil 28. I believe a pickup of 15 for Ashlock and Markham. Too wide to the left, fake to Markham, throw to Burchett. He's got it. He's at the 25, up to the 20. He's got some moves. He's shaking and moving. Finally goes down at the Red Devil 20-yard line, perhaps the 19. Hard to see. We're sitting here around the Bulldog 30-yard line, having to really strain to see that far into the field. Dogs are driving from right to left on this drive. 7:35 and ticking on the third quarter clock. Very close to the first down. First down is signal. First and 10, Clay County. We'll go ahead and call it the Red Devil 19-yard line. Thomas listens to all these numbers I call off and jots them down, remembers them, and pulls the stats from them. I hope I say them often enough for you, Thomas. Timeout's going to be taken on the field by Joe Burns. Coach Tom Atkins does not like what his defense is giving up to the Bulldogs right now. Clay County does trail by 23 by a score of 31-8. 7:34 to play in the third.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
We just saw a first and 10 play by the Bulldogs from the Red Devil 19-yard line. It was a handoff to Markham. He went around right side. Didn't get much yardage, and as quickly as he was handed the ball, we saw a flag. Probably against Clay County. Bulldogs have been pretty heavily penalized over the last two contests. Some mental errors there.
That's the sixth penalty of the night against the Dogs, 55 yards.
in a game where Joe Burns is being so stingy with what they're giving up, you hate to take away anything you gain. That backs the thing all the way up. Must have been a holding penalty. Now, after the 10-yard penalty is assessed, ball sets at what we're going to call the Red Devil 29 for first and 20. Ashlock gets it, handoff to Sharp. He's up the gut. Picks up round two, and whistles blow as forward progress is stopped. I have to check the spot to determine what Sharp picked up on the play. 29-yard line now, so I don't know. No carry, or no gain, rather. Second and 20. Dogs break huddle. 6:50 and ticking here in the third. This is the opening drive of the second half. Already Clay County's had it over for over 5 minutes. Ashlock under center. Burke's in motion right to left. Fake to him. Ashlock rolls to the right. Has time. Dumps it off to fullback Sharp. Pass was too low. Incomplete. Stopping the clock with 6:36. Third and 20 now for Clay County. Four down territory. Down 23 points. They're deep in the Red Devil into the field. They do have around 20 yards to go. However, they've got two plays to get it.
You know, we saw the dog come out pretty sharp. They had four runs, moved it across the midfield, and then Ashlock heated up, went 3 for 3, got it down inside of Red Devil territory, and then we went backwards on the penalty, Daniel, to set up this third down here, second down.
Ashlock in the gun, overload set to the right. Ashlock rolls to it, looks to the screen to mark him. It's not there. He'll run. Going to get a lot of yardage here. Advances all the way up to around the 15-10. Inside the 10-yard line now, picking up the first down is junior quarterback Jake Ashlock. We first saw him do it in the Monterey game, starting to scramble out of that pocket. We know of his athleticism from basketball, and he shows he can do it here in football as well. It didn't scramble a lot last year, but that's something he's developing, and it adds to just another dimension, Thomas.
It does. Nice job by Ashlock right there. Trying to hit Emberton on the post in the end zone. Saw there was double coverage there and tucked it down and picked up a nice game.
First and goal from Red Devil 9. Hand off to Markham. Nothing doing. Maybe a yard. Well, from my vantage point, I didn't think he got any. Perhaps a gain of 2. I may have to trust the scoreboard to see where the ball sets. Well, call it the Red Devil 7. Second goal from there. Pick up a 2 for Markham. 2 wide to the left. 2 to the right. Markham in motion, left to right. Tall sweep to Mason Sharp. He runs for the corner. He just might do it. He's at the 5, goes north and south, fumbles the football into the end zone. And the Red Devils may have covered. I'm not sure.
Touchdown
signaled. It was recovered. By who is that? Zach Strong?
Can't see.
Penalty on the field at the feet of Ashlock. This touchdown likely won't stand. Probably, folks, I hate to be negative, but another scenario where the officials will take several minutes to figure out what's going on here.
That was Zach Strong with a heads-up play there. As Sharp crossed the goal line, I thought it was going to be a touchback for the Red Devils and go out the back of the end zone. Strong dove, kept the ball in bounds, and got an apparent touchdown, but looks like the black and white tonight are walking back.
It was holding. I was wrong. It didn't take the officials long at all to sort it out. We're going to have it. Third and goal from the Red Devil 17. Third and goal from the 17. Maybe second and goal.
It would still be second.
Second and goal from the 17. Ashlock in the gun, tight end and wing to the right, 2 wide to the left. Markham sets at Ashlock's left hip, ball snapped, handoff to Markham. He cuts north and south, gets to the edge, uses his speed, stiff arms a man. He's inside the 10, nice gain for Markham, his best run from scrimmage tonight. We saw him pick up 15 early on this drive on a screen pass. That is Markham's longest run. He is down around the Red Devil 6-yard line after that carry. Pickup of around 11, I suppose. Third and goal now, 6 yards away. Clay County has had the ball from the kickoff of this third quarter. 4:30 and ticking on this clock. They've already chewed off 5.5 minutes. Ashlock in the gun, two wide to the right, tight end wing to the left. Third and goal from the Red Devil 6. Markham sits at Ashlock's right hip. Pass to Emberton. He goes up, elevates, catches it. Touchdown, Clay County. A beautiful drive by the Bulldogs to come out. And folks, this one's not over. The Red Devils led by 23 prior to this score. Right now we see a score of 31-14. If my math is correct, that's a 17-point deficit. And Clay County going for two here. They could draw this thing to a two-possession ball game with a successful conversion. New look for the Dogs on this set. It's a handoff to Markham. He may get in there. He's fighting hard. Where's the signal? He's going to be stopped short, apparently. I thought he had the three. It is signal no good. Clay County still trails here by three possessions. They are down by 17 points. That was a big two-point conversion that we did not get. I had a poor vantage point. And clearly he did not make the line. Anyway, great drive by the Dogs. They chew up a lot of play clock as they do it. Thomas, any idea how many plays that was on the drive? I usually chart that myself, and I didn't.
Well, I got 16 plays, including the holding calls. I'm not sure how you do that, but I think right. That's a play.
We're going to go ahead and stay with you on our here, 4:13, remaining in the third quarter. So that's 7 minutes. And 47 seconds chewed up. Probably Clay County's longest offensive drive. It began, we're at the 30. It began at the Bulldog 33. So it was a 67-yard scoring drive for Clay County. And there's absolutely no doubt, whether you're a veteran football fan or a novice, Clay County's got to have a stop here, Coach Edwards.
Very important right here. You can pretty much count on the fact that Joe Burns is going to slow play here the remainder of this game if they can. Try to slow the tempo down and run some time off.
Absolutely. They were already doing that in the first half, and they will leech every second they can here in the second half. Strong kicks it off. Could be recovered by Clay County. The ball was on the ground. It's picked back up by the Red Devils, and they will not advance forward much. Clay County showing some signs of life here, and that's all they need. If they can bring some physicality, some momentum and aggression here to this defense, hopefully we can jar them all loose and try to make up for some of those turnovers that we committed ourselves in the first half. Joe Burns takes over. The ball looks like it's around the Red Devil 32-yard line, where they'll take over 68 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. 4:04 in the third. Clay County, after that score, now trails 31-14. Unfortunately, it's still a three-possession game. 17 points is the difference right now. Richards under center. Herring and a fullback in the backfield. Hand off to Eric Herring Jr. He drags the Dogs forward. Got less on that one than he did on some of the first half runs. Pickup of three for Herring to set up second and seven.
Good pursuit there by Dalton Gove, Daniel. He kind of stood up his man in the middle, threw him away, cut to the right, and ran down that play. Like you said, a short game. We haven't seen many of those tonight from the Red Devils.
3:35 and ticking. I'm sure, Coach Edwards, as you mentioned, we will see Cooper Richards, the Red Devil quarterback, go under center and remain there watching the back judge until he starts to count it down. He is in that position, and ball finally is snapped. Herring has it tossed sweep to the right. Good dog pursuit. We missed the tackle, though. It was Austin Ritter, the senior backer, who missed Herring in the backfield. Herring reverses field, runs down the sideline, and he was flipped over the fence here at Red Devil Stadium. It was not a late hit. He just had such a full head of steam. When he was knocked out of bounds by one of the Bulldogs, he ran. His waist was about level with the top rail of that chain link fence, and he flipped over it, landed on his feet. Now he's coming back through the gate at the 50-yard line. The Red Devil faithful across the way calling for some type of infraction, but that was just the momentum of their own fine running back that took him over the fence. First down for Joe Burns. They're in Bulldog territory after the long run by Herring. It sets at the Clay County 44, 3:05 and ticking here. a wide out to either side for Joe Burns. Tight end sets to the left. I backfield behind Richards. He's under center. Choose some time off. Snaps it. Hand off to Herring. Here he is again up the gut. He's running hard, but he's taken down just as hard by Dalton Gold. Herring running with a vengeance, feeling that he was mistreated on that last play. Gold having no part of it. It still was a pickup of five, though, for the senior back.
You know, we see Dalton Gold on the outside out there, Daniel. Looks like he shifted to defensive end or defensive tackle on this drive. And I thought I saw some of that in the first half. We got Michael Herrera in there around the nose guard position. So Coach Johnson kind of shifting his defense around, maybe trying to get Gold free. You know, teams have been running away from him at that nose guard nose tackle position.
Too tight set, wide out to the right. Richards back in the gun, quarterback keeper, and there's some heavy hit going on. I heard a thud all the way up here in the press box. Good job by the Bulldog defense to set up third and short. I have no idea who the tackler was. May have to credit Herrera. He's coming from that area. Also, I see freshman Wade Coons, and that's the name that's called out over the PA system here at Joe Burns High School. Third and a short four.
Sorry to interrupt, but tell you what that thump was. Dalton Gold saw it coming to his side, fired off the line, and took out that lead blocker. It wasn't hit on the ball carrier, but that's how you play it on that outside when you got a fullback barreling down on you.
Gold has been moved out to end. It looks like Jolin over on the sideline right now, and Gold has the speed to play out there.
Wow.
He can be dangerous. Richards under center, two tight set, three running backs for the Red Devils. Third and short, ball at the Bulldog 37, handoff to Herring. He's got the first down. Gets Moore as he crosses the Bulldog 30, and he's finally taken down. Things getting chippy here at Clay County High School. Dalton Gold was shoved in the back by, or not at Clay County High School, at Joe Burns High School. Gold, pursuing the play, was shoved in the back after the whistle by a Red Devil, and I saw an old Bulldog infraction on the play. I believe it's going to be a personal foul against Joe Burns.
If they didn't get Goad for hitting after he had him stood up, but Goad's just finishing the play there. I didn't think it was too late.
I don't think a whistle had blown.
And then you're right, retaliation came from the Red Devils.
Officials sorting it out here. Personal foul against Joe Burns. Nothing against Clay County. We will take it. That's going to back the Red Devils up. They will have it third. It happened at the end of the long run, so it's going to still be third and a pretty manageable eight for Joe Burns as they have it here in four down territory. And now these players being brought together, I see Dalton Gold at number 60, Braxton Ashabranner, the senior defensive end for the Red Devils, having a meeting with the White Hat. I guess they're the captains of their squads out on the field. And
that was actually Zach Strong, so I'd say it was the captains
okay.
that came out and met there, Daniel.
I kind of confused the two.
You know, Strong. The Dogs down, you know, 31-8 at the half. They're showing some fight here, guys. I like what I'm seeing out of this Clay County team. You know, we haven't seen them respond this way in the last few games. They came out, put a point on the board to open this half, controlled the most of this quarter right here, Daniel.
Yeah.
And
had it for 7.5 minutes
know,
of it.
Playing pretty well. Dalton Gold's getting fired up, laying some licks. Mason Sharp's doing well at that middle linebacker spot. The seniors stepping up in the line. I really like how they're responding here in this second half, showing some pride.
First and 10 for the Red Devils. They did get a fresh set of downs. They have it at the Bulldog 42 after the personal foul penalty. Double tight set. Powerhouse backfield, handoff to Herring, brought down by Michael Herrera, along with others. I see White Burks there. He had the ankles wrapped up. Herrera had him up high.
You know, we haven't seen Herrera a whole lot on defense in this season. He's really stopping it up there in the middle.
Big strong.
I like the look
junior.
Of this front five right now with Herrera in the middle, Gold on the outside, Coons in there, and then, of course, Cherry and Strong. Good-looking front right now.
We're certainly seeing better play out of this alignment than we did the others. That was the last play of this third quarter. 5 seconds and ticking here. Clay County trails by 17. They come back and narrow the margin here during the third quarter. It was a one quarter, so to speak, a victorious quarter for the Dogs. Hopefully they can continue on in the final and fourth quarter that's coming up after this commercial break.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Here we are, start of the fourth quarter. Second and around seven. Joe Burns with the ball. Under center's Richards. Hand off to Herring. He's going to score. Goes around the right side. Oh, he does not score. He's saved from the touchdown by Jacob Burnett. Burnett tackles Herring around the Bulldogs' seven-yard line. Just an explosive play, and we've seen several tonight from the senior running back. Coach Edwards shared with us his stats from last year. I can't remember it. It was double-digit carries, well over 100 yards, and he's got that more tonight. As you will find out in the Dairy Queen postgame show at the end of this ball game, hopefully Clay County can muster up some resolve here and keep the Red Devils out of the end zone.
Well, that carry put him over 200 on the night.
A huge night for Eric Herring Jr., the senior running back. Richards under center, double tight set, three running backs in the backfield. Herring the tailback. Ball snapped, 11:15 on the fourth quarter clock. Herring's going to be tackled. Good job by the Dog defense. Hard to credit who the tackler was. Even B.J. Emerton from his safety position came up in and got in on the fray. I think Goad, let me watch who this player was. Wade Coons. Wade Coons made the tackle on that stop. There were several involved. We always try to give at least one full tackle to a solo player on each play. 10:45 and ticking here. Joe Burns very content to play slow and chew up clock. Second goal for the Red Devils at the Bulldog 5. Richards under center. Double tight set, three running backs. Hand off to Herring. Tries the left side. He's going to be hit and taken down short of the goal line. Once again, several Bulldogs in on the tackle. I have no idea who should be credited. They call it a touchdown. Nobody's going to get credit for a tackle on that one. Very late signal there by the official. Joe Burns goes up another score here on Clay County. Currently, the score is 37-14. 2-point play awaiting for the Red Devils. Kind of a demoralizing prospect there for the Bulldogs. Still a lot of time here, and they'll play hard, but it's going to be harder at this point with that score to come back.
Right, and showed a little life there on that drive. Just the big playability of Herring has just been unbelievable tonight. This kid can really tote the rock.
Quarterback keeper by Richards translates a successful two-point conversion for Joe Burns. They lead now 39-14, a lead of 25 points here in the fourth quarter. 10:24 remains. This is Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're returning here to Joe Burns High School, where Tucker kicks it away for the Red Devils. Going to be fielded by Markham. Going to get a chance. He comes back up the gut with it. Not going anywhere. Taken down. Jared's run hard tonight. Had a hard time coming up with yardage, though, in this contest. Thomas will give us those rundowns in the Dairy Queen postgame show here at the end of the contest. Markham was the leading rusher on the year coming into the night, of course. He came in, I think he had 66 carries for 710 yards. He was averaging 10.8 a carry. He struggled to average much more than two or three tonight. Clay County takes over here. Fourth quarter possession for them. Ball's at the Bulldog 29. Two wide to the right, and it's going to be Burchett and Emberton. Cherry and Burks set to the left. Markham at the right hip of Ashlock, who's in the gun. Here's the snap. Hand off to Markham. He's hitting the backfield, shakes the tackler back to the line of scrimmage, and he's hit, driving forward still. Jared Markham showing his resolve and toughness. He might come out, no whistles blow. Jared never stopped his forward progress. I wish the officials would have just let it go, because we would have seen the Markham touchdown, I believe. He went into the hands of around four or five Red Devils, and wisely, they did blow it dead, but Jared never quit moving his feet.
I think he's a little frustrated with his performance tonight. You know, they've snuffed him out at the line of scrimmage most of the night, just like you said. But Markham never goes down on the first lick, and he kept those legs churning. Again, this team isn't quitting tonight. I like the resolve they're showing. I know we're down, but they're showing some pride, Daniel, and that's important at this point.
Markham picks up the first down, advances all the way up to the Red Devil 30, or actually the Blue to, can't talk. Started to say Red Devils and then Blue Devils. That's Jackson County. We played them in week one. The Bulldog 39-yard line is where the spot was. We saw them first and 10 from there, an incomplete pass by Ashlock trying to target a wide receiver on a quick screen. Second and 10 for Clay County. The ball is at the Bulldog 39-yard line. Ashlock under center back in the double wing set. Markham in motion left to right. Fake to him. Handoff underneath to Burks. Little to no gain on the play. Actually, it was Mason Sharp, the fullback, carrying the football. No gain on that play. Third and 10. Clock ticks. 9:09 remaining. And dwindling down here. Dogs break huddle. Come to the line. Single wide out to the left, double wing set. Burks in motion, fake to him. We look to pass, targeting Cherry. Can't find him. Throwing for Markham instead, incomplete. Fourth and 10 for Clay County. Sharp actually picked up one on that carry, Thomas, on second down. It's going to be fourth and 9 after the incomplete pass, though. Jolan on to punt for Clay County. So Jolan perhaps not injured, maybe just wanting to shake up the defensive line personnel. He does come out to punt. Burchett, the long snapper, has the ball. Snaps away. Jolan gets it. Punts away. Another nice one by Jolan. Fielded by the Red Devils at their own 30-yard line, where it'll be downed. Joe Burns taking back over, 8:49 on this fourth quarter clock. They do have a 25-point lead, 39-14, and I'm curious if we will see Herring, Richardson, not Richardson, the Richards, and the other offensive starters come out for Joe Burns. It does look like possible personnel change. Starters come on back out. I thought Coach Adkins may have took the opportunity with the four possession lead, I think, at this point, to play some younger guys. He sticks with his older kids, though. Richards under center. A wide out to either side. Tied into the left side. Eye backfield behind him. Herring is the tailback. Ball snap, handoff to Herring. Back to the line of scrimmage. He picks up 5'10". Now he's at near midfield. A flag's thrown, though. Pickup of 19 for Herring prior to the penalty. Holding against the Red Devils. Thomas, you mentioned that you thought Herring had been injured. They were losers of three straight coming into this game, but...
Well, Coach Johnson mentioned in the interview that we had earlier in our pregame show that they've been banged up kind of similar to us in that way. The injury bug had gotten them, and I'm pretty sure Herring was one of those. And I tell you what, like you said in the break, he's a game changer, mm-hmm. Daniel. It's not like we've got a, you know, just a standard back running here, running wild over Clay County. This guy's got some speed. He's got some moves. He can take it to the house at any point in this contest, and we've seen him do it, unfortunately, a couple, three times tonight.
We have. He rivals Markham in athleticism. He's got a bigger frame.
He does. He does, and he's faster than Jared Markham, pretty sure.
After the penalty, Joe Burns has it, first and 14. Hand off to Herring. We've said that basically every time tonight, except for a few times. Coach, any ideas? He picks up around four on that one. How many he has tonight?
Daniel, I've got him for, that was his 20th carry of the game. 229 yards and four touchdowns.
Wow. 11 yards a carry for average on the night for Herring. Herring is down on the field right now. Appears to be a cramp, though. Certainly for the Red Devils, they do not need to lose him. May pull him out here. Probably be the safe maneuver. We'll see what happens. Clay County trails by 25, 39-14. There's 8:21 remaining in the contest. We'll be back after this injury timeout.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dawgs!
We've returned here to Joe Burns High School. Fortunately, Eric Herring Jr., that senior running back for the Red Devils, appears to be okay, being helped off the field. He's a little gimpy. I don't know if it's a re-injured problem that he had prior in the season or just a cramp. Either way, he will be replaced. Likely we won't see him again tonight. The Red Devils do have a healthy 25-point lead at this part, 8:15 on the clock and ticking. Tied in a wide out to the right for Joe Burns. A single wide out to the left. Cooper Richards, the junior quarterback under center. Ball sets at the Red Devil 30, second and 10. Ball snapped, handoff to the new running back. That's going to be number 21, Maxie Owens, the junior. He's taken down by 66, Zach Strong.
You know, we've seen, like I said, I keep saying, the scoreboard doesn't reflect it, but I'm proud of the way this Bulldog team came out in this second half, and Zach Strong's one of them.
Yeah.
He's been playing hard in there. He's picked up three tackles here in the second half and doing a good job. So showing a little life, this Clay County team is. Not something we've seen when they got down in games prior to now.
That's true. And Strong, one of those seniors who's realizing, hey, every snap I've got is valuable because – there's just four guaranteed games left in my high school career. Actually, three after this one guaranteed. Red Devils had it. Third and seven. Ball's at their own 33. Handoff again. Going to be given to Owens in the backfield. He's not hardly the runner that Herring is, and that tackle was made.
Zach Strong.
Still Zach again on the tackle. I thought so. 6:50 and ticking. Fourth and nine, tackle for loss there by Strong. Loss of around two on the play for the Red Devils. And we already see with the two plays that Herring's been off the field, the difference it makes. And obviously at this point they kind of feel they have it in hand, which they do. But just getting Herring off the field has changed the offense for Joe Burns.
It has.
Either a quick kick going to happen on fourth and nine or Joe Burns is going to go for it.
Got a long snap, that's for sure.
Whistles blow. Timeout. Timeout's going to be taken by Joe Burns. Coach, you want to give us a budget pest control scoreboard update? If you're not ready, that's fine.
Well, I have a few here, Daniel. I just have to uncover them before I can get to them. 35-14 lead for Upperman in the fourth quarter over York. Cascade 36, Jackson County 6, third quarter. Also in the third quarter, Trousdale County 28, East Robertson 0. Fourth quarter, and this one's jumped back and forth a couple times. Gordonsville 23, Monterey 21. But now my phone is going off as I speak, and it says 27, Monterey 27, Gordonsville 23, 2.5 minutes remaining on the mountain there.
Wow. The lead has changed multiple times in the second half. And I would like to remind you, too, that during the CarQuest pregame show, I prophesied, predicted, so to speak, that'd be a one-possession game. Didn't say who'd win it, but it would be a one-possession victory for somebody. Looks like that may be true. Joe Burns going to kick here on fourth down. They punt it away. Short punt. Clay County going to take over with a very short field, perhaps about a 50-yard field. We'll have to see after the spot. I'd like to see Clay County score points here, but Coach, let's get back to the update.
Red Bull and Springs down to Houston County, 22-0 at halftime. And that's all I have right now, looks like, guys. My scribbling here, it's confusing me a little bit here.
You are. We've got a pretty nice vantage point here from this press box, but no lighting here, so Coach is having to use his handy-dandy phone as a flashlight, so I can understand why you might have got confused.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control, your go-to critter getters.
Clay County takes over. Ashok's going to be under center. Ball at the Bulldog 49. Toss sweep to Mason Sharp. He goes around left side. Good blocking for him. He crosses the 50-yard line. Doesn't get much more, though. I thought he was going to turn the corner, get a big gain. He advances up to the Indian, not the Indian, but the Red Devil. 48-yard line. Pick up a three for Sharp. Another Red Devil down, cramping on this play. We're going to go to injury timeout again here on the Horizon Sports Network. There's 5:51 remaining here in the fourth.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
We return here, 2nd and 7 after the injury timeout. More cramping for the Red Devils. Ashlock going to bend the gun. 2 wideouts to the left. Markham sets at his left hip. Ball snapped. Hand off to Markham. He comes around the right side. Has a seam. Gets up to around the Red Devil 41-yard line. And I think that's enough for the first down. We'll have to see if they move the chains. Yes, they do. First down. Pick up a 7 for Markham. Jared's still fighting hard to get yards here in the contest. Starting defense still on the field for Joe Burns. Double wing set. Emerton the wide out to the left. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Left right in the backfield. Fake toss sweep to him. Hand off to Burks underneath. He's got room. 30-yard line. 25-20. Up to the 15 where he's taken down. First down Clay County. White Burks with the explosive play. Clay County may be out of reach here in terms of retaking the lead. I don't know, but they certainly want to add more points to the tally. 440 and ticking. They do trail by 25 points, 39-14 to the home team. But they've got it first and 10 at the Red Devil 14-yard line. Same double wing set. Ashlock under center. Sharp fake to him. His full backhand off to Markham. He's at the 10. Crosses the 10 down to around the 8-yard line. Pick up of about 6 for Markham. Setting up 2nd and a long 3 for Clay County. 2nd and 3 from the Red Devil 9. Markham Gimpy coming off the field after that play. Perhaps that haunting ankle injury. He's looked very fresh tonight, but he has took a lot of licks on his carries. 2 wide to the left. Tiernan in now with Emerton to play the wide out. Burks and Cherry to the right. Mason Sharp playing the tailback now. Fake to him. Quick screen to Tiernan. He catches it. He's at the 5. He might get in. He does not, but he does advance down to the Red Devil 2. First catch of his Bulldog football career for Sage Tiernan. And knew what to do when he called it, Coach. Advanced towards the end zone with it. First and goal from the Red Devil 3. 2 wide to the left. Tied in and a wing to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Sharp at his left tip. Toss to the end zone. Incomplete. Ashlock was targeting Tiernan, who was a little shaken up on the play. 2nd and goal from the 3. Hopefully, during the next 3 attempts, Clay County can get to the end zone here. Quickly come back, kicking onside, and maybe try to scare the Red Devils here in the final 3 minutes. There's exactly 3 minutes left in the 4th quarter after that incomplete pass. Clay County approaching the line here. Sophomore Seth Eads. Had another good night with those duties. Very difficult job that a lot of folks don't appreciate. Seth's doing a fine job this year. Hand up to Sharp. He's sniffing the end zone. No signal. Yes, finally a signal from the visiting sideline side judge. Sharp just barely getting that football across the plane. Touchdown run of 3 yards by Mason Sharp. Clay County now trailing 39-20. 19-point deficit at this point. Markham back on the field for this 2-point attempt. Double wing set. Ashlock under center. Mason Sharp the fullback. Here's the snap. Quarterback sneak, but whistles blow. Clay County must not have been set offensively. False start. Offense. Going to back it up to the 8-yard line, making this 2-point conversion a little more difficult. Sharp with 2 rushing touchdowns, the first multiple rushing touchdown night of his career. He is just a junior, going to come back and have a senior campaign next year.
Jogan back in on the offensive line. He was out earlier. Double wing set. Markham in motion left to right. Ashok fakes to him. We're looking to the end zone. Ball's away. Ooh, nearly caught by Emerton. Emerton did a good job getting separation from his defender. Couldn't hang on to the ball, though. 2:44 remaining in this one. Clay County draws within 19 here, but they still do trail 39-20 to the host, Red Devils.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here. Clay County with a bit of a squib attempt. It wasn't a traditional onside. They nearly recovered. However, Joe Burns did end up falling on the ball. Red Devils going to take over. 2:40 remaining here. There is a Joe Burns player down directly in front of the Clay County bench holding a calf muscle, it appears. More cramping for the Red Devils. We'll go ahead and go to break here. 2:40 remaining. We'll be right back.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We're returned here coming out of the injury timeout. We've seen a lot of cramping by the Red Devils here in the second half. That's one thing I must credit to former head coach Matt Bates and also to current head coach Jake Johnson. We've not seen that a lot out of the Bulldogs this year. Pretty good condition apparently going on back in Salina. This one's about over. 2 minutes and 40 seconds remain. Clay County does trail by 19 points, 39-20. They have never stopped in this contest, though, even though they've fallen behind. Cooper Richards, the junior quarterback under center, first and 10 for the Red Devils. They have it at their own 35, handoff to Owens, the junior running back. He'll be taken down. Thomas, credit who you'd like on that one. Several Bulldogs in on the tackle.
I believe that was the senior Austin Ritter leading the way in there.
His first stop of the contest. Pickup of around 4 for Maxie Owens, that junior running back. Clay County going to have a short week this week, playing next Thursday night down in Chattanooga at Finley Stadium, home of the University of Tennessee Chattanooga Moccasins. Going to be a treat. They'll be playing against Sail Creek High School. That's where they play most of their home games, well, all of them, I guess, not most of them. 2nd and 7 here for the Red Devils. Under 2 minutes to play, minute 50 and ticking. Richards under center, eye backfield behind him. Here's the snap, handoff to Owens. He gets a little bit better gain this time. His biggest on the night as he advances up to the Joe Burns' 44-yard line, where he's going to have a first down, I believe. No, they didn't give him the 44. They spotted it at 43, setting up third and one. Probably just maybe two plays probably left here in this contest, minute 20 and ticking. Stay with us, though, for the Dairy Queen post-game show. We'll be bringing that to you directly after this fourth quarter ends, before we make the commute back to Salina tonight. Minute 5 here, wide out to either side. Eye backfield behind Richards. He's under center again for what's likely another handoff to tailback. It is. He tries the right side. Taken down right across the Joe Burns 45-yard line. They'll give him the 46 and the first down. 45 seconds and ticking. Thomas, I know that you're going to talk a whole lot about the things you saw in this contest that you do like. Obviously, anybody can sit and pick apart some of the things that went wrong, but there were a lot of things that went right for Clay County in this, and we'll talk about those after this one's ending, under 30 seconds to play here. And a knee taken by Richards. Clay County going to go to 3-4 on this season, 2-2 in Region 4A play. Joe Burns going to get to 3-3 and 2-0 in Region 4A play. They are another one of our region opponents who necessarily didn't have a very strong record coming into the contest with them. You know, we played Monterey. They were 0-4. They were a strong team. Well, Joe Burns was 2-3. Guess what? They're a very strong team, too. They beat Monterey earlier in the year. Final buzzer does sound. Clay County loses this Region 4A contest, the seventh game of the 2018 season, to Joe Burns High School by a score of 39-20. Stay with us here. We're going to put some numbers together, select the TDS top performer of tonight's game, and come back into the Dairy Queen postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ post-game show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
We're back here for the Dairy Queen post-game show on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County High School made the trip over to Joe Burns tonight and fell 39-20 to the Red Devils. Clay County goes to 3-4 on this season, 2-2 in region play. We saw a contest that opened up quickly. Joe Burns had a three-play drive to open up the game. They scored. We kind of got hit in the mouth, and guess what? We came back with a four-play drive. Mason Sharp runs a 44-yard touchdown. We take a two-point conversion after that that's successful. We'll have an 8-7 lead. Went through a lot of the quarter with that all the way up to the last play of the first quarter, and Joe Burns finally got it in. They had a 15-8 lead going into the second, and kind of went back and forth for a while. Thomas, I'll let you pick up on that point with anything you want to mention. I know that was the story of the first quarter.
It was, and then that, you know, all Red Devils in the second quarter, Daniel. They took advantage of an unconverted 4th-and-1 call immediately into points, made it 23-8, and then an Ashlock interception turned it into points, 31-8, led at halftime. But you know what? We talked about it late in the broadcast. I like the fight and the fire behind this Clay County team in the second half. Put together a 13-play, 67-yard drive capped by Ashlock to Emerson, 60-yard touchdown pass to score and put a little pressure on the Red Devils coming out in that third quarter, and held the ball for over half of it.
7.5 minutes on that drive. You had around a 13-play drive, I think, and huge two-point conversion at the end of that. If we would have converted, we would have trailed a 15-2-possession game. We didn't convert, left it at that vulnerable three-possession difference of 17 points. I don't know if the Bulldog players, you know, right, had that in their minds, but that was a big play that we didn't
get. It was. And then, you know, we showed some life on defense, stopped them, had them backed up. But Herring, it's hard to keep him bottled up. I think he broke about a 45-yarder or something like that and then stuck in the end zone. And that kind of put it away right there, 39-14. This Clay County team didn't stop. You know, they showed the pride. They showed they had a little gumption to them tonight, I thought. Could have just laid down after that first half. Didn't do it. Sharp tacked on his second touchdown of the night. Final score, 39-20, just like you said.
Well, certainly, you know, the only thing you can do in those moments is continue to play, as you said, and Clay County did that. Coach Edwards, you want to share with us some of the stats from the Red Devils? I know it's kind of a one-man show.
Well, it was the Eric Herring Jr. show tonight for the Red Devils. Red Devils only ran 35 offensive plays by my count, and 20 of those went to Eric Herring for 229 yards and 4 touchdowns.
229 and 4 touchdowns.
That
wow.
is correct. Did not attempt a pass in the second half. They were 0-for-3 in the air. Same total as last season, 0-for-3 in Clay County last year. Hmm. Only threw it 3 times. Story was ground game. 32 carries for 325 yards total. Penalty-wise, it was
a pretty sloppy game, really. Clay County had 8 penalties for 70 yards, and Joe Burns 5 penalties for 66 yards.
Me and Coach Johnson talked this morning about this Joe Burns football team, and they're very well known for not making mistakes, particularly with the football. They had no turnovers. You did chronicle some penalties they had. We knew that coming over here, we had to play a mistake-free game to match them with that. We had the 3 turnovers. We had some costly penalties, and I think that right there is the difference in the 2 games. Outside of the turnovers, you know, you take 3 scores off that board, and we've got a different ball game. So we're going to play one more quick set of ads, come back, do the final Clay County stats that Thomas has, announce the TDS top performer of the game, and do one final budget pest control scoreboard update. And I really want to know who won that Gordon Monterey game. We'll find out after this break.
You're listening to the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show after these words from our sponsor here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With my,
we return here for the final time tonight on the Dairy Queen Post Game Show. Clay County did drop the contest tonight, 39-20, to Joe Burns to go to 3-4 on the season. We'll be playing next week, Thursday night at Sale Creek, but we've got some more information from this one first. Thomas, final Clay County stats.
Well, Clay County had 52 offensive plays for 299 yards and 3 touchdowns. So just looking at the numbers, that's a huge improvement from what we had in the last few weeks, I think, on that side of the ball. Rushing-wise, 26 carries for 174 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jared Markham bottled up most of the night, 13 carries for 35 yards. Mason Sharp, 9 carries for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns. They had the big 44-yard touchdown early on to answer. Good play by Mason Sharp tonight. Wyatt Burks had 2 carries for 30 yards. Jake Ashlock, 2 huge scrambles for 35 total yards, 115 and 120 tonight. Through the air, Ashlock was 15 of 26, did have the three interceptions, but had the one touchdown to Emerton. And he also had 125 yards passing tonight. So we saw that our attack kind of open up, that short dink and dunk passing. Pretty impressed with the new look. Just didn't pay off the way we needed it to in points. And of course, those turnovers really hurt us in the first half.
They did. And we talked extensively on the way over here about offense and about what we might see tonight. We saw a lot of what we called for. We had not thrown the ball very much at all in recent games. And we came out tonight, didn't do a wholesale change. Saw a pretty good balance between the two. Jake performed well. Take away the three interceptions. Some of those, I wish, you know, some of them just simply were not bad throws, weren't his fault. It's just the way it bounces. But I was glad to see the emergence of some passing games, some passing game there.
Receiving-wise, Mason Sharp had one catch for 9 yards. Burnett had one for 4 yards. Markham had two for 26 yards. And Burchett had one for 9 yards. And Sage Tiernan had his first catch for 5 yards. Leading receiver on the night, had a great game. B.J. Emerton, we saw him 8 catches for 63 yards and that touchdown here in the second half. Great night for B.J.
It certainly was. We talk a little bit more about him in a few minutes.
We may do it. Tackle-wise, Burnett had 4 big stops, saving touchdowns here. Sharp had 2, Burks 3, Emerton 2, Goad 5 stops. We saw him kind of all over the field as Coach Johnson moved him around a little bit. The senior Joseph Jolin 1, Burchett had 1, Walker came in with 1 stop, the senior Hayden Cherry 2, Dakota McGee 1 on special teams, Michael Herrera 2, Wade Coons 2, the senior Zach Strong had 4 tackles tonight, senior Austin Ritter 1, and Sage Tiernan had 1 also, Daniel.
Another group effort defensively. A lot of names there. We've seen that all season long on that side of the ball. Let's go ahead and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. It's always a pleasure to do so. Tonight's TDS top performer was B.J. Emerton. B.J. is somebody that we spoke about on the ride over. Talked about how he only had 7 catches coming into this 7th game of the season. Just simply had not been targeted a lot. We went through the coaching change. We focused a lot on basics, on simplicity, and that didn't include a lot of passing. And we saw in the first drive tonight, B.J. touch it, I know, at least 3 times. And it was intentional. They were little shovel passes that said, hey, I want to get it in B.J. Emerton's hands, is what head coach Jack Johnson said. B.J. probably right there with Jared Markham for the best athlete on this team. And at this point, I don't think it's anybody's fault, but he simply had not been used. We saw that happen tonight. He did have the 8 catches for 63 yards, had the touchdown, had a lot of multiple broken up passes on defense, just plays that it'd be hard for anyone to make. B.J. pulled it off.
Good return yardage also.
He did.
Caught several kickoffs. Unfortunately, you don't like to be catching kickoffs, but
yeah.
Picked up 15-20 yards on each one of them. We saw the kind of yard after catch capability that B.J. Emerson could have here on special teams and some of these short throws that he got 3 or 4 more yards apiece. And he's going to break one of those one day.
He is. He's very explosive. The touchdown pass that he did catch, it was due to his vertical leaping ability. He went up and got it, as he often does. It's just a natural thing to him. He's a very special player, and we're pleased to announce him tonight as the TDS top performer. And as you would probably figure, the TDS Top Performer is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Edwards, we saved the best for last. Let's go ahead and wrap up this Dairy Queen postgame show with the final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update.
Well, guys, one game still going on. Cookeville and Riverdale tied up 28-all in overtime. All these others are finals. Livingston Academy 26, DeKalb County, or 27, sorry, DeKalb County 6. Upperman 35, York 14, Stone 42, Macon County 7, Cascade 42, Jackson County 14, Trousdale County shuts out East Robertson 42-0. Houston County, 36, Red Bull and Springs, 0. And Gordonsville, in a game that saw three or four lead changes in the fourth quarter, Gordonsville wins on the mountain over Monterey, 29-27.
29-27. What a game up there, Coach.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it's not paying rent, they'll get rid of it.
Budget Pest Control and all our sponsors here, greatly appreciated. And fortunately, because of them, we're going to be able to bring you the Sail Creek game next week. Kickoff, it's my understanding, is at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern. It will be in Chattanooga at Finley Stadium. Clay County, our losers tonight here at Joe Burns High School, 39-20. Please join us next week.